starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Okay, we're back. So why don't we go to our first caller? We have Harvey in Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. How are you both?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. First, I just want to say that I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
All right.
And my question is about my little boy. He hangs out with other little boys, and they taunt each other about each other's religions. And there are occasions where I'll go into his room, and I'll find him literally, practically eating his own BM while he's listening to the Don and Mike Show. And I was wondering if you think this is healthy for little boys to be doing this sort of thing.
How old is your boy?
He's 27.
Where's your BM detector now, see?
Oh, I don't know how you got that call through. I gotta get after. Gotta hang up on this guy. You know, we used to use a delay for morons. You know what? I haven't had a call like that in years because of call identifying. You'd think that the morons were gone.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What the
hell,
brother? Kings in the house!
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Hi, Don. What's up, my yellow brothers? King's in the house!
What say you, Donald? Michael, what say you? Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh.
I'm gay, so I want, you know, gay marriage so I can do X, Y, and Z.
You can call Don and Mike.
You know, I'm going to sleep with Trixie tonight. What's going to stop me from coming in with a load of heroin, setting up a little stand, and selling it to anybody who wants to come through?
Let's go to D.C. and Garrison's on the line. What say you, Garrison?
Hey, O'Reilly. How you doing?
Good.
I would have to give person of the year to a man that's led, to a man that stuck up for what he believed in, to a man that backed down from no challenge. That would have to be Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show. Now, are you related to this guy?
What's that?
Are you related to him? Do you know him?
No.
Did he give you a car?
No.
Because Garrison, on the screen here, it has Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Oh, you did not. You wanted to give this guy a plug, Garrison. We know where you live. We're going to come over to your house tonight and take a reprisal against you. But it'll be a gentle reprisal. We'll probably force you to wash our car. Look, I'm going to take drugs if I want to, and I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to do exactly what I want to do. And if my little 10-year-old daughter's there when I'm high, I don't care. I busted my butt. And I'm going to be in a porno movie.
Country music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
Why don't you test them out? Why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis?
I heard when Jerry Lewis left the meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about it. That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is.
I like it.
What exactly are we looking at here?
What do you mean? What?
Well, I mean, is it the, what those?
Is it the Frank or the bee?
I don't know. It looks like, I think it's a little bit of both.
Break some veins!
Well, what's that bubble there?
What do you think?
Well, how the hell did you get the bees above the Frank? I mean,
I don't know. It wasn't like it was a well-thought-out plan.
You know, there really does seem to be an awful lot of skin coming through there, so I'm going to find some vaccine, honey.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know how to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
This is a spot.
Oh, no.
Here's the Channel 7 news crew that's in here today to interview us.
No. No.
Are they doing a story on Rob?
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Always nice to see West Sergeant. And a good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Sexy Old Lady and all the ships at sea. Hey, you say hello, and they say goodbye! It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. It's the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode on this Wednesday. Temporary fibered. And here's your phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Are you at Buzz?
Yes.
Congratulations. I didn't look. I didn't point. I was looking down. You jumped right in.
Didn't need to.
There you go.
Wallet.
Good boy. Somebody give Buzz a treat.
Give him a doggy treat.
We get to your phone calls. Channel 7 is here.
Ah.
And, you know, we're whores. And I guess it's Susan Roberts. It was I've said before.
TV Hottie.
I believe a POA.
Absolutely.
Weekend anchor. ABC's doing something on Michael Jackson tomorrow night, that show that they bought from the BBC where he says that he's not a bad guy, and he's so misunderstood.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
I think they're doing a probably a local follow-up to the 2020.
Or a preview of it.
Or a preview.
And we know what will happen. They will come in. They will take the obligatory shot of me with my hands going up and down the knob and the meters going.
Yes. Right.
And they'll talk to Mike and I for about 5 minutes. And if we're lucky, 2 seconds of it will get on the air.
That's right.
So let's bring her in. And I think I think that we're going to surprise you today.
With our answers.
And our demeanor.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think you're going to find us happy.
I'm already like tweaking up the smile.
Mike.
That's good.
Hi.
How are you, Don?
How you doing?
Good to see you.
And you, my friend.
You're looking very dapper.
As are you, my friend.
Phantasmagorical.
Dashing.
Let's bring in the TV people as we put on our happy faces.
Hi. Oh, it's just the camera guy. I know he's
the camera. No, there she is.
Yes. Hi. Yes. Hey,
hi.
Hey, hot stuff. How are you?
You?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Always so nice to deal with TV.
Hi.
No, you guys are famous. I feel so privileged.
No, you're famous. We've made you famous on the show.
You got a call coming in? Is that a phone call?
I'm turning it off.
Oh, you're turning it off. Okay, all right.
I watch you on Channel 7 on the weekend.
How are you? Thank you.
In the nude.
No, my friend Chris Plater.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Chris, have you been here before? Yes, yes,
Adam. That went right over your head.
Yeah. In the nude?
In the nude.
In the nude. In the nude.
No, in the nude.
He's in the nude when he's watching you.
I'm in the nude watching you.
Well, you know,
really?
It's not really special. You do most of your TV viewing in the nude.
No, only for the hotties.
Oh, really?
Certainly not for Susan Kidd.
Oh, excuse me. Just
Mike's getting his camera shot for a second.
Hi.
There you
look
go.
At that smile.
Very good.
All right.
Good to see you. Yes, sir.
This is for the Michael Jackson.
Available. All
right. This is for Michael Jackson, right?
Right.
Okay, ask away.
What in the world is going on with Michael Jackson?
Can I get my camera shot here?
Yes.
Absolutely nothing. He's a great guy.
It's not what we're looking for.
You know, can I say something seriously? I don't understand what the big fuss is. I mean, you hear all this talk about Michael Jackson being abnormal and having plastic surgery. I don't believe any of it. I think he's a normal, good American father. And I really think he's misunderstood.
Mike, excuse me. Let me just
indulge.
All-American father. He's an all-American father. If I could tell you, Susan, and the Channel 7 audience, before the show today, my 18-year-old son, Bart, he will be 18 in a couple of months, I dangled him out the window of my house. I was out on the balcony dangling him, and as I did that, I had Mike on speakerphone,
right.
And Mike was doing that with his two daughters at the same time.
Do you know what we call that? We call that a character-building exercise.
Well, that's I was exactly going to ask you. You said he was a normal guy.
Absolutely.
Did you dangle your children outside the balcony when they were growing?
It's not my personal choice. I wouldn't do that with either of my daughters. But I will tell you that I think this man has just been so put upon. Why? Why do we continue to pick on? I can't keep doing this.
And you ask me, I'll say it with a straight face. Yes. I dangle my child over the railing of my balcony, and he's 18. He's 6 feet tall. You want to know who's nuts? I'll tell you who's nuts. Doug Hill.
There you go.
Doug Hill is nuts.
We've known that for years, that Doug Hill is not quite right.
Really? Do tell.
Well, you know, with all the pressure, the recent, so many problems, we think he's finally gone over the edge. It's really been tough for him.
There's a guy who has a past.
Right.
What else would you like to ask us?
What do you really think of Michael Jackson? The surgeries, you know, he walks his children
around
with masks on.
I'm not aware of that.
There have been all these lawsuits, all these allegations out there about children.
And that's the important word, allegations. Where is the proof?
On with that.
Where is the hard proof?
Don't you remember Thriller? Bad? All
do
that?
I? Boy, I still listen to them. Great albums. He's a great entertainer.
You're probably going to hear a lot of people say that Michael Jackson is off the wall. Get it? Off the wall. You're going to hear that he's crazy. Not here. We have maintained for many, many years that Michael Jackson is probably one of the most grounded, normal.
Come on. You can do it.
I'm starting again.
Role model.
He is perfectly normal. There's nothing wrong with him. Nothing wrong at all. And that nose, I see nothing wrong with that nose.
Okay, I'll be seeing you guys later.
All right, we'll see you later. Bye, Susan. And he has a lovely singing voice. A lovely voice.
Oh, man.
And he can dance up a storm. He's an entertainer.
Come on.
All right, what do you want?
You won't put this on TV. Hi, this is Don from the Don and Mike Show. He's a kid toucher. You get it?
We get it.
This is a man who, I believe, on this documentary, denied having plastic surgery and said that...
Mike?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I was slipping out of character, and I was almost ready to give my real thoughts on Michael Jackson.
I thought we were agreed.
That we were going to maintain the front?
He is an all-American man. Nothing wrong with him. Mike and I united as one with Michael Jackson.
You know, as a matter of fact, Michael Jackson should, he shouldn't wear the glove. He shouldn't wear any of the outfits. He should simply wear a sweatshirt with an N on it that says N for normal. Completely normal. That's what we think of Michael Jackson. Absolutely.
Have you had calls, people calling in anticipation of our show on April
8th? Yes, lots of calls. What are they saying? Lots of people who are saying they argue with us.
What they're saying is stop. Stop, vilifying this American icon. Stop picking on this wonderful cultural phenomenon, Michael Jackson. I mean, we really should stop picking on him. I mean, everybody's picking on Michael. He made a mistake. He dangled his kids out from a fourth-story balcony.
Who hasn't done that?
Who hasn't done that once or twice?
Who hasn't? Three or four times. I do it to my wife.
And all the cosmetic surgeries?
I know not these cosmetic surgeries you're speaking of.
I think any entertainer, it is his job to try to look as good as he possibly can.
I agree, but do you think he's gone over the deep end?
Not a bit. And as a matter of fact, I believe him when he says no plastic surgery. I think what he had was something that many people who play sports, and I'm sure Michael Jackson played a lot of sports as a child.
Football.
He probably broke his nose and had a little problem getting air and had to have a little surgery that way. That's what he says. And I believe Michael. I've always believed Michael. Mm-hmm. From the bottom of my heart.
Susan, I'm very impressed the way that you're letting us state our opinions.
Well,
you're not steering the story in any way.
Not at all.
No, this story is one of those stories that you have to call a spade a spade.
Hey! Watch it.
Watch out.
Watch it. You know who has had plastic surgery is Jimmy Kimmel, who, incidentally, for some reason, Channel 7 doesn't run his show.
We're curious about that. Let's talk about why Jimmy Kimmel is not on Channel 7.
Is it this big, milky man breast?
Jimmy Kimmel show. Why aren't we seeing Jimmy Kimmel?
That we necessarily want to see him.
Susan is indicating she doesn't know Jimmy Kimmel.
You don't know?
Do you know of who we are speaking, Jimmy Kimmel?
No. Oh, come on. He has a late-night show that Channel 7's not running?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So anything else we can help you with?
Well, let's see.
Are you planning any time, just this is just out of curiosity, any time in the near future on doing that expanded feature on the Don and Mike show? The,
yeah.
You know, the fact, 18 years, actually, is it going to be 19 years?
You know who is a big fan of yours?
Who's a big fan?
Who was a big fan of yours, Dale Solly.
Yes. The late Dale Solly, yes.
Yeah, he was here, and we were big fans. Seriously, we were big fans.
We were.
Good guy. Very nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think you're cursed. Just because, like, 2 days after he was on our show, he, you know, God rest his soul.
I right. know.
And we mean that seriously.
Yeah, he's,
he likes you a lot. He came right back into the studio and said, let me show you. I just got through interviewing Don and Mike. They were such great guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we miss him very much.
Doug Hill's a big fan of us. So.
And if I could quote Joe Millionaire...
Mm-hmm.
You got a rocket body.
Yes. You're not going to give me a good soundbite about Michael Jackson.
We've given you a million great soundbites.
Now, here's where the skill of putting this piece together, if you can perhaps set up the comments that we've given you today and
right.
and put them in the context that they were given. And that, Rob, you're shaking your head.
100, you think, no, Mike, the context...
You don't think that's going to happen?
The context is we are being 100% serious. Hook me up to a lie detector right now. Michael Jackson, all-American guy.
Let me tell you exactly
what's
what we
fuss?
Are. What's the fuss? We are MJBs. We are MJBs. Michael Jackson backers right here. You won't hear anything bad about Michael Jackson. Not on this show, not from these people. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, if you laugh like that, you're going to jiggle the camera.
All right, we got to go. Do you have any other questions?
For you?
Yeah.
I have a bunch.
Questions for you.
Can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
May I ask the first one? Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Are you single?
I'm single. I'm not married. I'm single.
Why? Are you seeing anyone seriously?
No one seriously.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Let me direct.
I have all my answers now.
Man, you're always out of control when the TV cameras are.
Well, has that ever changed?
No, never has.
Yeah,
never has.
You think any of this is going to be on TV?
Yes,
no.
It's
not going to be on TV.
We're going to see. We have a new boss in town. His name is Bill Lord.
Oh, that's right. I read about that. You have a new news director.
Open-minded guy. Hi, how you doing, Channel 7?
The big deal.
He's a big deal?
He's a big deal.
Do you have any questions for Susan? Mine are all answered. I know everything I need to know.
Would you go out with Mike?
Thank you, Don.
Sure.
Thank you, really?
Oh, that's nice.
That's good. That's
Would
good.
You really?
Wonderful.
Yes.
All right.
How about this weekend?
This weekend. Well, I work on the weekends.
Mike could take you out after the 11 o'clock show.
Weeknights are fine, too. Daytime before the show, anytime.
Mike's like Citizens Bank.
Yeah.
Daytime, nighttime, Saturdays, too.
Every woman that goes out with me gets a free gift.
We open our door.
Really?
It's a tote bag.
Don and Mike.
No,
it's a tote bag.
It's a Mike O'Mara tote bag.
There are two varieties of tote bag. You know, the ones that... Do and the ones that don't.
And if you're one of the girls that shows Mike some love,
right.
You get a nice glossy 8x10 of Mike.
Right.
Then you get a nice card, a membership card. I wish I had my wallet with me. It says, I've had sex with Radio's Mike O'Mara. Oh, and now he's doing the shot of the board.
There it is. You knew it was going to happen.
The obligatory shot. I wonder if this would screw up your shot if I just like gave the finger all over the place. I just did that all over the place.
You know, we don't get a chance to have fun with TV people very often. This is fun. This is fun, isn't it?
I mean, what do you think we're going to say? He's a fag?
I don't know that he is.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I think he likes everyone.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. Surrounded in a... He's been in a cocoon all this time. Oops, I'm...
Mike?
I'm slipping.
Watch it.
I'm slipping.
Watch it.
Real theories coming out here. No. Not necessary. Have you met Rob? That's Rob over there. That's Buzz over there. That's our news. That's our newsman. See, Susan, right in back of you. That's Buzz.
Yeah, we'd like to trade up someday.
Nice to meet you.
What are you saying about news?
Yeah.
Are you offering Susan a job?
Is that what you want?
Are you offering Susan Buzz's job right here on the air right now?
Yes, I am.
Can I have hers?
No.
Look at that.
You guys are fine. I want to come work here.
All right.
Well, I've made the offer.
That's good. What is the current starting salary for the position?
Seriously, I bet Buzz makes more than she does.
Really?
I would bet so.
Well, then then it's a lucrative position, you know?
However, you have to sleep with Mike. As Buzz does.
Yes. Now I got the job.
That's how Buzz got the job.
This is Buzz making.
How much does he make?
Oh, I love the shades.
A lot.
I do like that. Those are cool shades. Very nice.
TV lady.
Very nice.
Me like TV ladies.
Oh.
Hey. That's some sugar, Mike.
She smells.
Mike, you got some sugar.
Oh, dear. I better not stand up.
Baby.
Wow.
Baby.
Fantastic.
Wow. Baby. Now.
Oh, man.
You ready for this?
Hey, camera guy, what was your name again?
Thank you, Susan.
Chris?
It's a pleasure to meet
Chris, you get to ride around with Susan all day long?
Bye.
Lucky guy. All right. Okay. Fantastic. Bye, Susan.
All right, turn the lights.
Susan, I love you.
Turn the lights back where they normally go. Well, that was kind of a decision we made before the show.
Yeah.
That as nice as Susan Roberts is in Channel 7, we really were not going to give them what they wanted.
Well, you know, and as I said, if they put that in the right thing, you know, it'll be funny.
But let them run. Let them run.
I sure hope they do.
Let them run what we said.
It'll be funny. I think that'll be very funny.
Yeah. He's normal. He's all American.
You know, and people who know us that see it on TV will understand.
You have a little, lipstick. Yeah.
I'm saving mine.
And I just want, in case
keep in mind, I like that kiss. Did I turn to the left? Did I make the horrible mistake of turning to the left when she came to give me a kiss?
So the body naturally turns when you open your mouth up, right?
I think you did, Mike.
I think I did. I think I completely blew the
She might have been coming at you full on mouth.
Oh, I know.
Mouth on mouth.
God damn it.
And if you want to know what the definition of sincerity is when she left, she said, "Thanks, guys."
You know, that's the whole problem with this whole gig. They go, "Oh, Michael Jackson. Hey, we'll go interview some shock jocks, and they'll talk shockingly about Michael Jackson, and then we'll compress it into a 2-second soundbite."
We like to throw them the monkey wrench. We think it challenges their ability as journalists.
Watch Channel 7. Watch Eyewitness, whatever it is, Eyewitness News, or We Can't Find a Witness News, whatever it is tonight. I guarantee, if anything, it'll just be an isolated sound clip of us saying something like, "Michael Jackson is," and then it'll be the shot of the board.
I just couldn't keep, you know, the camera was over on this side and like an inch from my face, and it was hard to keep a straight face when we were doing it. Because every time I'd look at you, you know, I see you start to smirk. He's perfectly normal. We're MJBs.
There's nothing wrong with him.
No, nothing at all.
The kid toucher.
No plastic surgery.
Please.
Surgery. All right, well, good luck. Go down the street, I'm sure you'll find another radio station that'll be your whore. Some other station, I'm sure, down the road, will be glad to pull down their pants and bend over and say awful things about Michael Jackson to be on TV for 5 seconds tonight.
Right. We've been down that road many times. I hope it. You know what?
Too many times. And the reason we do it on the air is so that you guys hear what the process is actually like. If you happen to watch Channel 7 News tonight, and you would see that we're on like for maybe half a second.
Mm-hmm.
And good luck if they do the Phil Spector piece. They're not coming back. You've burned that bridge now.
Yeah, this is true. Now, Phil Spector, we would have given our honest appraisals. You know, he was a crazy man.
Great ear, though.
Nuts. Yeah, I agree, Rob. Great ear, but totally nuts.
Whacked out. I mean, you took a gun into the studio.
And incidentally, if anybody, I don't know, if you bothered to, I make predictions all the time. This one was sealed last year. Phil Spector will kill within the next year.
Wow. Yeah,
I had it written down.
How did you know that?
Well, now, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, but that is the reason they ought to have like 10 camera crews.
You really do have lipstick all over the side of your face.
I really think I turned to the left. I'll be thinking about that all day long. I think I should have just maintained.
I blew it.
Really did.
I did.
All right. Well,
at least I can take this jacket off.
On with the show.
And I can breathe. Goodbye, Susan. Hope you're listening in the TV truck. Susan.
Oh, Mike's touching himself now.
I can't help it.
Let's move on. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, right. Hi.
How are you?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
That has to be one of the funniest interviews I've ever heard.
Well, you know, it'd be great if Channel 7 has the balls to run it as is. If they really just presented it like, "We talked to local radio shock jocks, Don and Mike, and here was their take." And then they run up seriously saying that?
Right.
Now, that would be good.
But they don't, you know.
They don't get it.
It would be wonderfully innovative if they did that. It would be funny whether they do that.
Nah, I bet you they don't.
That's one of the things about TV. They put you in the box, and you got to stay in their formatic box. And
yeah, she was getting upset. You go, "Come on, you're not giving me anything to work with."
But, you know, that's reality TV, and you know it'll never happen.
Right. Amen.
The reason for my call, gentlemen, I've been listening to you, my best friend.
Is this the guy?
Hey, is this the burper guy?
Is this the burper guy?
Broker?
Burper. Are you the burper guy?
Are you the prank caller? Calls all those radio shows?
Calls the religious shows?
Good evening, gentle persons. Can you say that to me, please?
Oh.
Can you Not at all. This is my first time being able to get through to your phone. I've been wanting to call to say thank you. And to thank you because...
Could you just say one thing for me? Could you say good evening, gentle persons?
Good evening, gentle persons.
It's him.
It's got to be
the guy. Yeah. Hey, we love your phone calls.
Your phone calls are phenomenal.
Where do you find these religious shows to call?
I wish I was able to, but I'm not that type of person.
All right. Get out of here. Goodbye. All right. He wants to keep himself anonymous. Joe?
Joe, what are you going to eat? You going to talk or are you going to eat the next peanut?
Hi, Joe.
What are you going to do? You had a little dilemma.
Joe's not just a name. It's an idea.
What, Joey?
That wasn't our friend.
Sounded just like him, though.
I know, but I know who our friend is, and I know that that wasn't him.
All right, well.
Joe.
You sure did sound like him. How was that peanut, Joey, incidentally?
It wasn't. It was a piece of chicken.
Ah.
A piece of chicken. Are you you going on the whole day with this hair thing? Are you going to grow your hair out longer and longer?
Yeah, I'm going to rock.
I like it. I really think you ought to keep growing it long.
I will. Yeah.
All right, good.
Make it look like Dee Snider's.
It's very Joe.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey.
You guys were off early in Philadelphia yesterday. 3 minutes early. Just let you guys know that.
Well, we ran 3 minutes late, and frankly, this is a problem with... Robbie, do you have the sound? The Tim Sabian sound?
Yeah.
Tim is... You know, we love WYSP. We love Philadelphia. We love Tim Sabian, the program director.
Sure.
But he's one of these control freaks. And he's got this bug of his ass that the show has to be over at a certain time so that WYSP can get back to the music.
Much more music.
All commercials. They didn't get on the air until 7:06 with the music.
Yeah, well, that's because we, you know, our commercial sets run 9 minutes long. And last night we did run over last night. It happens sometimes. I wish Tim would go with the flow, but he's told me to my face that if we run over, he's just going to cut the show off. So
why is the other broadcasters allowed to go over?
Why what? Oh, you mean
why
like Howard?
The morning show. So the morning show always goes over.
Howard is probably the only guy who's allowed to do that. Now, if you move here to D.C., we could, in theory, if we wanted to, once we got off the network, we could stay on as late as we wanted to.
Right, right.
But, okay. You know... It used to be the deal was that we would stay on sometimes until 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it happened.
And like around the country, there all these stations would turn us off at 7 o'clock.
Right.
And then people started getting pissed saying, well, how come you stayed on until 8 o'clock and we didn't get to hear it? And the only people that get to hear that would be the people in Washington. So now we've made a concerted effort to get the whole show into 4 hours, but sometimes it just won't fit. Sometimes you got
my fault. Really.
Sometimes you got 30 pounds of sugar.
We can't stay on late anymore.
And we're putting it in a 25-pound bag, and it's just
beer to drink.
Sometimes it happens. You know, S happens.
Right, Rob? There's beer to drink. There's beer to drink.
Listen, we have to go because we have an update from Chris, the loser meat salesman in Seattle. Chris.
Hey guys.
Hey, my friend.
Hey, friend.
Hi, friend.
Hey.
Hello, gentle person.
I talk to Joe when I'm on hold because he answers the phone.
Mike, you just grossed me out.
To drink.
Listen, we have to go because we have an update from Chris, the loser meat salesman in Seattle. Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey, my friend.
Hey, friend.
Hi, friend.
Hey.
Hello, gentle person.
I talk to Joe when I'm on hold because he answers the phone.
Mike, you just grossed me out.
What?
Mike was wiping off the lipstick on his face that Susan Roberts from Channel 7 left.
Yeah.
And after he wiped the lipstick off, he licked his fingers.
Lick. Gross out.
Lick, lick.
It's not a gross out.
It was gross to watch.
In a way, I French kissed Susan Roberts.
It seems like he's really down to earth when he screens me on
what?
The phone.
Joe. What was this about? Joe?
Joe.
I don't know. It's maybe... Just because
Chris,
guy...
Hey, Chris, let's not make this about Joe. Let's make this about you. Tell me something. You're a meat salesman. We gave you a giant plug yesterday. How many pieces of meat did you sell?
Five.
You only sold five steaks?
Yeah, my customer relations skills still have to build.
Right. That really doesn't surprise me. What are you doing to build your customer relations skills?
I'm going out with my friends, like Tony and Neil and Dallas. Is taking me out today.
What do you mean your friends? Are these fellow meat salesmen?
Yeah, they're customer service meat and poultry representative.
Well, good luck to you, Chris, selling meat in Seattle.
I'm doing really well.
Yeah, well, five steaks sold yesterday.
I made a buck yesterday because I sold one for 20 and it cost $19, and I made a buck.
Well, you see, now that's how most successful business guys turn a profit. You buy something and then you sell it for slightly more than you bought it.
Yeah, because if
I'm going to tell you something, you might want to call the patent office and you might want to say you've come up with a unique idea, Chris.
Yeah.
And again,
put pen to paper.
Who do I call?
The U.S. Patent Office, Washington D.C., USA. Your idea, Chris the Meat Guy from Seattle.
Chris the Meat Guy's profit taking system.
I can't believe no one's ever thought of this. Buy something to sell it, and then you charge more than you paid for it. Hence, I believe the word, it would be profit.
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 Right?
Profit.
Is that called capital business?
Chris, don't you get a commission on the steaks you sell? Don't you get paid that way? Like if you sell $100 worth of meat, you would get $10, something like that?
Yeah, if I sell $20 meat, I get a dollar.
I mean, no offense, but I would not buy my meat from a guy selling it at
5% commission.
I'll tell you why you should.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me just make my statement. I wouldn't buy meat from a guy selling it from the back of his car. I just wouldn't.
It's not my car, Don. Please let me explain.
Okay.
Please don't.
Okay. Rob,
you said it was in your car.
No, it's not in my truck. If you will let me explain.
This is Mike that was saying that, not Buzz. You made that mistake yesterday.
Please,
okay, Mike. I work at a company, PacWest Food, and we have freezers on the back of our truck that are 40 below zero.
Wow.
And our meat is flash frozen at the processing plant, Inland Meats in Spokane.
Well, he certainly seems to know.
We're not changing the sell-by dates like the other stores do and recirculating our meat after it's been falling on the ground.
Chris, what are your feelings on mad cow disease?
I've never seen a mad cow.
Can you tell me the difference between a porterhouse, a T-bone, and a filet mignon?
Dude, I've only been here a week. I know what a filet mignon is.
What is that?
It's a piece of chuck steak.
No.
That did used to be my DJ name, though.
Chuck Steak.
Chuck Steak with you.
The Chuck Steak Show.
Nah.
My mom calls it junk steak.
Chuck Steak. Does
your
she
mom.
Really? Well, you might want to learn your product there, Chris.
Your mom.
Well, we don't sell chuck steaks.
Good.
Well, do you sell filet mignon?
Sometimes, Chris, they're called tenderloins.
Yes.
Beef tenderloin steaks.
Yeah.
Do you sell T-bones?
No.
Do you sell...
I sell New York styles and tri-tips and roast.
What's the great thing about a porterhouse steak, Chris?
I would have to say the taste.
No, but I think Mike's going for... Mike, let me guess here. Yes, let me guess. Are you going for... eyes?
Well, the fact that it's two steaks in one.
Now, yes, eyes. Porterhouse.
Yes, it's a strip steak and a filet mignon.
Jumbo size.
Don't ask me questions like that yet.
Here comes Rob Spiewak, a man who knows his way around a meat section.
Also, Mike, don't forget the marbling. Excellent marbling in
a
porterhouse.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Higher fat content makes a tenderer steak.
All right, Chris, well, good luck to you. And again, just for the record, what radio show do you belong to?
Don and Mike and Joe A is my screener friend.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you guys wish me luck today.
Yes, good
yes,
luck.
Yes, and remember, no huffing.
I hope you sell 6 steaks today.
Okay.
Hope you make more than...
If you ever want any, you have my number and we can connect on the phone.
Oh, you got it.
Sounds good.
That's what I want to do. That's the first thing I want to do is give you my address and my phone number.
Charlie Boyle cussed at me yesterday.
Well, we can't blame him for that, can we?
No.
He's just doing God's work. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, Don.
All right, see you later, buddy.
Hey, I'll see you in Toledo.
Hey, very good, Chris.
I get jokes.
So do I. Okay, bye.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Right, there you go.
Bye.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Yeah, Mike, it'll never work with Susan Roberts at Channel 7.
Why?
On the website, her bio says she's involved with the Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse, and she's an avid runner and tennis player. It'll never work, man.
Well, I mean, you know, just because she's involved with the council, I mean, I could help learn her things about that. And you know, I play an occasional game of tennis. It wouldn't last very long, but I could play.
You could volley.
Well, you guys can go have cocktails and play tennis.
Absolutely. Hey, yeah. Man, is there any other way to play tennis, sir?
And she's a robo babe. She's hot.
I agree.
All right, man.
But I would just like, for the record, I would just like it pointed out that a long time ago, I said, as Mike continues to lick his fingers after wiping his face, mm-hmm. I spotted her. I mean, by squatter's rights, I should be able to squat on her first because I spotted her first. I said her name on the air. I said, there's a piece of ass on Channel 7.
Yeah.
Susan Roberts.
Yeah. And
does the weekend news.
But because you're married, you can't do that. So you I'm like,
maybe she cheats.
I'm your surrogate, right?
Maybe she cheats.
You mean like she'd be involved with, it would be not her cheating, it would be you cheating.
Oh, that's right. Then I can't do it.
Yeah.
But
like I'm your surrogate, right?
Yeah.
Aren't I your number one guy? If you can't do it, you want me to?
Yeah.
You always told me that.
Absolutely. Only if you tell me everything that happened on your day.
In her case, I would. I'd tell you all the details. But I'd sneak a camera in.
Oh, would that be fantastic?
Fantastic.
Oh, hello, Internet. Wow, would that be great?
She was sexy.
She is.
That's mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
It's not.
She's very, very hot. And I like, you know, the cameraman, I do believe, was here when Dale Solly, the late Dale Solly, was here. And that cameraman, Chris, is a nice guy, too.
I'll tell you, she's no Maureen Bunyan. I'll tell you that. Yeah. Maureen Bunyan, I often wonder how she manages to do the news on Channel 7 every night with that gigantic 2x4 shoved up her ass. She just has the most attitude.
Yeah.
It's like, good evening, I'm Maureen Bunyan. Our lead story tonight... I'm still better than you.
She is wrapped tight.
She is.
She is really wrapped tight. Yeah.
She really is.
A lesson from JC.
JC Hayward?
JC Hayward.
Yeah, maybe.
I would pay any amount of charity when I have JC Hayward to do the news without her wig on.
Amen.
If she would just do that like in that Mel Gibson movie, the, what was the name of that? The Mad Max? You remember the Ayatollah of rock and roll?
Yeah, the guy that's like, come on now, come out here now.
When he pulled off that mask,
right.
He just had that bald head that had the pieces of hair coming out this
pain,
way and that way.
Pains, worms, all that stuff.
Absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Don and Mike. Oh, yeah. My God. It's great to talk to you guys. You were killing me yesterday with that trip down memory lane.
Oh,
Oh, my God. All the good old days back at WAVA.
Yeah.
Jesus, I was laughing my ass off.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, I noticed Rob A. was suspiciously quiet during that reminiscing. You guys played a trick or two on him back in the day, too, if I remember correctly.
Rob A. never worked for us at WAVA.
Oh,
Rob A.
Don't you remember our days at WAVA?
Rob A. Was a young caller to our show.
He was an intern when you guys were at WAVA.
That's right. I did evenings. I was 13 years old. And we had a lot of fun at WAVA, didn't we, Mike?
Rob A.
Damn it. I knew I remembered correctly.
Yeah, you're right,
the other
sir.
Thing,
right.
Guys,
idiot.
The thing that was famous for Rob at WAVA and what we loved Rob for was that every Christmas he called as Jimmy Stewart from It's a Wonderful Life, and it got to be a tradition on the show, and we absolutely loved it. And then later on, we hooked up with Rob,
right,
and had sex.
Here he is,
and then the donuts.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don
and
Mike
the Coke machine.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, my friend.
I'm a good friend of JC Hayward. She's a good friend of my brother's, and she. I've been over like to her house and everything, and you should see her. With
can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you can.
If you're such a good friend, how come you mispronounced her name?
Because I didn't realize I would be on the air.
What is her last name?
Haywood, not nope. Hayward. It's Haywood.
No, it's not.
It's not J.C. like H-A-Y-W-O-O-D. It's J.C.
Hayward.
Hayward.
Well, I pronounce it, you know. I think you're lying.
I think you're lying.
But, Mike, even if he's lying, let's let him continue because I think he's going to say that he saw her without her wig.
All right, you saw her without her wig.
No, it's not so much without the wig. It's also without the makeup.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, she puts on, like, the Tammy Faye industrial type, you know, makeup job.
I got the feeling that J.C. Hayward looked like, I don't remember if it was Nutty Professor, it was the first Nutty Professor. At the credits at the very end, when they're showing Eddie Murphy doing all of his outtakes, and at one point when he's being the old lady, he pulls the wig off and he says, come on, I'm ready.
That's the funniest clip.
That's J.C. Hayward in real life. That's who she is.
And you also notice she never talks about her husband.
Well, what news person does?
Well...
I mean, they don't usually tell personal stories when they're anchoring the news, sir.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, just in general, when she's talking, she's, you know, she's got...
Although, occasionally, I've heard Will Thomas on Channel 5 at the very end of a story, he'll go like, reporting on the tragedy from Houston.
I love you, Bruce.
I'm Will Thomas. Channel 5 News.
Oh, my God.
Reporting from Southwest, where fire has taken the lives of three.
I'm thinking about you, Bruce.
This is Will Thomas.
Will Thomas. Back to you. The mysterious Will Thomas.
Wilma.
Yeah, you're right, Buzz. Wilma, that's a good name for it.
Wilma Thomas.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Okay.
Hey, I was just calling to let you know, man, Chris is like a blessing in disguise, my friend.
You mean the guy from Seattle?
Absolutely, man. From hearing Dennis for years upon years, he's just like a breath of fresh air, man.
All right.
Glad to hear him again.
Imagine sitting in your kitchen and he knocks on your door, that Chris guy, selling meat.
Jesus. Wow. You run.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, honey, meat is nothing to be afraid of.
All right, we'll have a slice of life with my brother, Jimmy Jag, coming up in the next segment. I did want to get in one quick plug. darling plug. Tomorrow, my wife and her sisters and her mom will be on the John Carney Show.
John Edwards.
Crossing over with John Carney. Check your local listings. And tomorrow we can actually, I'm not even going to ask for you to this, but I'm going to ask her maybe to come in and watch the videotape with us.
Very good.
So you can see exactly how beautiful my wife is and my attractive sisters-in-law. And you can see Big Frida. And we can, you know, seriously have a discussion if we believe that, you know, the Carney was talking to my deceased brother-in-law.
Very exciting.
So anyway, watch for that. Check your local listings. Now let's clear the lines. Get a call number 100. Yesterday's secret sound was the sound of a crayon being broken.
Yeah, brilliant job by that woman in Kansas.
Wow. And we have a brand new one for you today. Previewed yesterday. This is worth $1,000. Here's the sound right now. Good luck. Phone number 877-365-3636. What, Lisa? Did you write this with your feet, honey? Look at me. Look at the handwriting on this. One of the woman as here.
That was me trying to scribble it really fast since I'm not allowed to IM you. I just... So that you could say, one of the senior bachelorettes are here.
Okay, well, we're not doing that for another half hour, though. So you really didn't have to write me a note.
You don't have to throw trash at me, either.
It was a loving throw.
Now you two.
It was a throw full of love.
You two kids.
I balled that up and threw kisses at you. We're kissing.
No, now children.
Yes, we'll have the senior bachelorette today as well. We're
very good.
Meet the women, as you just heard.
Meet M-E-A-T.
One of the women.
Meet the women.
Is here. Wow. We didn't even have a plan for the next break.
I can't remember being surrounded by so much happiness. I'm so happy. I can't wait to come back tomorrow.
Be the 100th caller right now. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So toast them in a 350-degree oven until you can just sort of smell the nuts. And then remove them from the oven and place them on a clean cloth. And notice when I rub the nuts with the cloth, the skins kind of just fall off. We want to get the nuts as clean as possible. Every speck doesn't have to come off. But if you rub hard enough, most of the skin will pop right off the nut. This is a simple way to do a lot of nuts in a short period of time.
The Don and Mike Show. They rock. And that's for Tim, the Don and Mike Show.
There you go, Tim. Much love to Tim Sabian today.
The Save Man.
Shaving. Counting the number of times Metallica's playing.
Amen.
We like Tim.
We do.
Like WISP. Hey, we got the head muckety muck around here today, too. Remember the...
Michael Hughes.
Remember the latest DD that we brought in here last week? The latest suit that's going to be like our regional boss?
Right.
The teacher.
He's here again today.
And you showed the teacher your homework today, yes, that's what I equated that with, that you're showing the teacher your homework today.
Well, no, when we went out to lunch with him,
right.
I was explaining to him...
How it works,
and I was actually showing him, you know, the show prep.
And because it was on the same kind of paper that my kids bring home from kindergarten, you know, that kind of construction paper.
Yeah.
That's construction paper, right?
Yes, it is.
That's exactly what that is. That's it. Yeah. It was fun. He's a good guy. I like him.
Yeah, very nice.
Mm-hmm. For now, he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. I like him.
He's okay. But you notice I've already started to use the initials DB. Just in case. Just in case he turns out to be Dushbagio.
Absolutely.
But for now, he's okay.
Dushbagio.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Dushbagio, male gigolo. Hello, who's this?
Raymond.
Raymond, where are you from?
Bakersfield.
Does everybody love you, Ray?
Nah.
Yeah.
Raymond. Listen, Raymond?
Yeah.
Well.
All right. I know the sound.
You have won dinner for two at the Outback Steakhouse.
All right.
On Valentine's Day, bring your loved ones to dinner at Outback. If you can't bring them in, pick up a gift certificate or Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right.
I wish you the best of luck, Raymond.
Now, Raymond, you're going to play for $1,000, $1,000 American. You're the virginal sacrifice here. With the secret sound, you get no clues, no nothing. We'll play it for you, identify it. Win $1,000. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Big Daddy Kane.
And would you do it like Robert?
Sure, absolutely.
From Everybody Loves Raymond?
Absolutely.
Okay, Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
And for you, less talking, more listening. I'll play it for you again. Here it is now. And you got to admit, it's not our standard click click. Yeah, we got a good one this time.
The name is Big Daddy. You know is in your father. So when you hear a deaf rhyme, believe that I'm the author.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Robert.
For $1,000, what's the sound there, Raymond?
Dropping a coin in a ceramic piggy bank.
Good guess.
Very good guess.
Oh, we're sorry.
An outstanding guess. 100% wrong, though. Thank you, and don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
For you. Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you, guys.
And the station.
Sorry, Raymond.
Love the show.
And Bakersfield is still KGEO, right?
Yes, it is.
Right on. Thank you, my friend.
Maybe they'll be featured in Affiliate Roulette coming up someday.
Maybe they will. Yeah, Affiliate Roulette. That's not going to be a daily feature.
No.
But
I wish it was.
No, you do.
I sure enjoyed it.
It'll be coming back sometime soon. As Lisa was coming here, just bursting out of her shirt, coming in to tell us the news. Yes, some of the senior bachelorettes are here.
Yes, they're all punctual.
You will meet them in our next break.
Good.
Wendell Smoot Hall came by and said...
you guys do something to piss off the AARP?
I said, I walked right in. I said, no, what are you talking about?
You should go see the lobby, dude.
Yeah, there are lots of lovely ladies.
Lots of senior bachelorettes are there. We will meet them
winner!
In just a second.
Very good.
But first, as promised yesterday and a couple days before that, an update from Jaguar Jimmy.
Yes, Jaguar Jimmy, who's, been in the news a lot lately.
And I know he has news for us. Now, when we last spoke to my brother Jim, it was the Friday... when he was last brought up on the show, was the Friday before the Eagles played the Buccaneers. We were in Philly. We're doing the show. And right before the show, I get a call from my brother, and he says, my car broke. I need $1,000.
Has to fix this car.
Yeah. So I called my wife, who's in charge of the money. Blah, 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 blah. I called her up, and I said, Frida, you need to send Jimmy a check for $1,000. So, la 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 la, she sends him the check.
All right.
Then he calls Frida later that afternoon while you and I are doing the show.
Right.
From WISP, and he says to Frida, la 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 la, I need $2,500 because I want to buy a Jaguar. And he apparently said at that point that both he and my wife were Jaguar lovers.
Yes, they shared the love of that machine, and he wanted a Jaguar.
Two of a kind.
Or as they say in Britain, a Jaguar.
Or as my brother says, Jaguire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want my brother to do well. I've tried to help him at every opportunity in life.
Yes.
But at some point, when you're floating from job to job and your life revolves around killing animals and playing with your remote-controlled
boats,
and you've got like so many kids, you don't know what really. He's like the old lady in the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the kid that he knows about. He's got the kid from the paternity suit. He's got another kid from another paternity suit, and he's not in the Teamsters Union because he can't pass the test.
Yeah, and at one point you thought that he wanted $25,000 to buy the Jaguar. It turned out to be $2,500, but once again, you had already given him $1,000.
And it was just the principle of the thing, and I really try not to lecture my brother too much, because it's his life, and whatever. He's happy. I love him. He's got a good heart.
You get along very well with your brother. You show him the Quan.
He's the greatest, but he's a mess. And we're now going to find out what happened to the $1,000 that we sent him for the car problem. That was for the money. And the other thing, this thing right here was for the other bit of news that I heard before we went on the air today involving a paternity matter.
Yes. Oh, dear.
So let me call him up now. I happen to know he's on the road. Oops, hold on. 262.
So he's long-haul trucking now, is he?
Yeah, I think he's going from Chicago to Milwaukee.
And there's no hunting season now, is there?
You would have to ask him.
There must always be something.
Well, there are always squirrels, I guess.
He lives outside Milwaukee. And anyway, here he is very soon, I hope. There he is, everybody. From the highways and byways of America, live from his 18-wheeler. Here's my brother, Jimmy Jaguar. Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Hey, dude. Sickle. So, first, I just told everybody you're between where? Chicago and Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Yeah. What highway are you on right now?
Interstate 55 is about 20 miles from St. Louis.
What are you hauling, Jimmy?
I don't know. Everything but the kitchen sink.
Really? You got a, like, kind of a hodgepodge of stuff back there?
Yeah, it's called an LTL load.
A what?
LTL.
What is LPL?
I have no idea. Just hot freight.
Just hot. Now, when you
hot freight, did you say?
Hot freight, buddy.
When you say hot freight, do you mean like they could open up the trunk if you had to pull at one of those weigh stations and it would be like microwave ovens and TVs and bicycles back there?
Stolen merchandise?
No. It's got to be there as soon as possible.
What about, so hot freight also wouldn't be radioactive material?
No.
All right.
Well, I do carry hazardous material sometimes.
But you are driving an 18-wheeler across the country at very high rates of speed, yet you do not know what is inside the truck?
I got a list of it all on the bill of lading. You know, there's faucets, there's fans.
Okay.
All right. Just dishwashers.
Okay.
So now that we know that you're hauling legal stuff, the first question... The $1,000, did you get that?
What did I get?
Did you get the $1,000 that we sent you?
Oh, yeah.
And I think you took the money to the bank, and they said, we got to wait for the check to clear, because it was out of state. Well, if there'd been enough time, the check cleared.
Yeah.
And we all want to know, what did you do with the $1,000?
Got the Jaguar.
You got the Jaguar.
Wow.
Jimmy got the Jaguar.
How did you when I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, what was that, a month ago, the Eagles Bucks game, when you were down to the point when, and I'll say this about my brother, he very rarely calls me and says, man, I gotta have some money.
I call you all the time.
No, but you very rarely call to say that you need money.
Oh yeah, very rarely.
And this was one of those calls. So I'm curious.
Yes.
I'm curious how it is that I sent you the $1,000 and you came up with the extra $1,500 to buy the Jaguar.
Well, I got it for $2,000, not $2,500.
Oh. So you only had to come up with a grand.
Yeah.
How did you get the extra $1,000?
Marnie came up with it.
Your girlfriend.
Yeah.
So now you're driving. How's the Jag?
Oh, it's great. It needs a couple of things, you know. It's an 86.
And what is
it? It runs great. Looks great.
What is it that you like about your Jag? I mean, does it go with your... Does it go
it
with
cool,
your?
Man. It's
does
a
it
cool
go
car.
With your? Does it go with your Dayglow orange hunting vest? I mean, give me out of all the cars.
Hey, you know what? I was going to take a picture this weekend of it. And I was going to put that big deer head that I got on the front of it. And I was going to take a picture and email it to you.
Well, please, Jimmy, please do.
Yeah, and I'd like you to bring that in if he does that.
Either way, I like a picture of the car.
Okay.
All right, so you got the...
It'll have to be this weekend when I get back home.
What all color right. is it, Jimmy?
It's charcoal gray.
Charcoal gray.
All right, so
with
you...
a red interior.
There you go.
That's XJ6. Nice.
That doesn't smell too much like Pimpmobile from here. So you got you've got yourself.
Does it smell like what?
A Pimpmobile.
Oh.
So you have a Jaguar. Are you the only person on your block to drive a Jaguar? I would bet there's
a Jaguar. Yeah.
I would bet that there's a lot of Ford F-150s, a lot of Chevy trucks.
Right.
No. I live in a pretty good neighborhood.
Toyotas.
I bet the chicks are going mad over this, Jimmy.
That's like a whorehouse. Jimmy, that's like a whorehouse on four wheels when you're driving right
now.
No,
man. It's a cool car, though. I mean, you know, it's like when I took it to Beloit this last Friday. When I got to Beloit, man, everybody was looking at it.
There you go.
Beloit's not a Jaguar town, you know.
No.
I mean, it's like... My friend said, he said, man, if you park this thing in Beloit, you better make sure you lock it.
He loves this car.
There's only seven Jaguars in the whole state of Wisconsin.
There you go.
I was on the internet, and there's a Jaguar Club.
Are you going to join the Jaguar Club?
If it don't cost nothing.
All right, so I'm guessing that life for you is better now than it was when we spoke that weekend I was in Philadelphia. Are things better than they were a month ago?
Yes and no.
How's your love life?
Every day brings a new problem, you know.
All right, what is the newest problem?
Oh, just my work. They suck.
Well, what are they doing to you, Jimmy?
I'm supposed to drive from Wisconsin down to Chicago to pick up my load, right? About an hour and a half worth of driving. I don't get paid for. Now, and I'm supposedly getting paid mileage pay.
Now why is that? He mentioned to me this morning, and I was dumbfounded by this. How could you possibly drive an 18-wheeler from Milwaukee or wherever it is in Wisconsin to Chicago and not get paid?
That's what I am.
So you just get paid for hauling the load?
Yeah, once I'm underneath the load.
So you only get...
You know, so there's 160 miles a week that I'm driving for free.
Wow.
And that sucks.
Well, that does suck, but...
You know, so I told him, I kind of gave him, you know, I kind of ribbed him a bit today, you know. I told him, damn, man, I'd be curious to see what the labor board has to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get any kind of like minimum wage for just being on the clock?
No, I got two stops going down south here, so I get paid $20 for the second stop.
Wow.
Otherwise, I get mileage pay.
Well, that sucks. But you do love living on the road. My brother has always wanted to be a truck driver.
Right.
Jimmy, tell us what's new on the child front.
Oh, man. Yeah, like I told you. Bro, another day, another problem.
All right, let's
see. I got a call from my other daughter's mother's attorney. She wants me to give up my parental right.
Okay.
Now which?
Because she got married, and I guess this dude wants to adopt the child and all that.
Now, is this the girl that you thought was going to take the baby and go to Mexico?
No.
So this is now your third child.
Well, yeah, I got three kids.
You've got three kids with three different moms?
Yeah.
And one of the kids you have regular visitation, right?
That's Rachel.
Yes, that's Rachel.
And then the other two kids, what's that status?
The other two kids, what?
What is the status with the other two kids? Do you see them?
No, I don't see the one, but I've been paying support. You know, I've already paid like $15,000 already in support for this daughter. And the other one, going through litigation about that right now.
Now, which one is it? The last time I talked to you, you said that she called you and she's going to take the baby to Mexico
Yeah, that's Terry.
And now, which is, but that's not the baby we're talking about now.
No.
This is a different baby.
Right.
And who's the mother of this one? What's the first name?
Okie.
What's her name?
Her name's Okie.
Okie?
Okie dokie.
Like an Oklahoma Okie?
Yeah.
Is she from Oklahoma?
I don't know.
You're incredible, man.
Wow.
No, it's not incredible. It's screwed up, you know?
I tell you, with all the lecturing...
There's a lot of variables in this. Yeah.
With all the lecturing I give my brother, and I really try to keep it to a minimum, the one thing I really do tell him all the time is, wear a goddamn rubber.
Or, you know...
Wear a rubber...
Or break contact when the time comes. You know, make your own little porno movie when the time comes.
But now he refuses to wear a
likes
rubber.
Likes that grind in there, huh?
Yeah, he likes that.
Man, see, you're making me out worse than I am.
No, Jimmy, I love you. I'm not making you out worse than you are. But it's,
what do you do? Do you think the women are on the pill when you're making love to them, or what?
Do I what?
Do you think that, like, they're on the pill or something when you're doing
it? No, well, this girl, man, you know, hey, I know I'm supposed to protect myself. I know all this. I've been through it. One that we're talking about, she told me she had had female problems. She had had surgery. She can't get pregnant.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was your super sperm that managed to do it.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Well, you know, it's like I said, hey, I screwed up.
All right, so now Rachel, who is the daughter that you...
Rachel was planned. Yeah, I was married.
Yeah, all right, Jimmy,
Rachel
hold on.
Rachel was made out of love.
Hold on, I'm getting to that. And you spend time with Rachel, and you're an excellent father with Rachel. Let's go through the other two. The bastard. Do you know what the bastard's name is? The boy.
Yeah.
And what's his first name?
Adam.
Adam. And this latest one, and Adam is the one whose mom is taking him to Mexico.
Yeah, that's okay. What she said.
All right, and the other one, the daughter, what's her name?
Reba.
Reba?
Reba.
Is named after the country singer?
I have no clue, buddy. And
is
I wasn't
Reba,
for it.
Is Reba the daughter of Okie?
Yeah.
Boy, that sounds like a whole, sounds like the American Country Music Awards.
I was gonna say, you cannot write this. You cannot, for those of you listening to us thinking about, you know, what sitcom would work next, you can't write this.
So you pay support to Adam?
No, I'm paying support to Reba.
But you don't pay support to Adam?
Not yet. I'm going through that right now.
Are you trying not to?
I tried to make a deal with his mother about she doesn't want me to see the child. I said, hey, the court sees me as the father. I'm going to end up paying support. I'm going to see the boy.
Wow. You know, all I think is that you should just either stop balling so many chicks, or you should just wear a rubber.
Where do you meet these?
Or you should just join a basketball team and be in the NBA, man. Because this is like an NBA player now. When you're talking about all the kids my brother
from
has.
From different moms. Where do you meet all these women, Jimmy?
Well, through friends. That Okie, oh, man.
Hey, Jimmy, did you ever lift her up?
What?
Did you ever carry Okie?
Oh, God.
No, I didn't marry her.
No, I said carry Okie.
Oh, no.
Get it, Jimmy? That was karaoke.
But I tell you, none of this would have happened, if you didn't feel it necessary to do the Okie Pokie.
Oh, man.
And now here we are doing Okie Jokies.
Yeah.
This is just
Go ahead, man. It's kind of funny. But, like I said, I understand I screwed up. Now I got to deal with it or whatever.
Did Okie like to Tokie?
I think that's a prerequisite.
Yeah, buddy. That's probably a problem, too.
That's a prerequisite.
Who was, of all of them, who was the best POA? Who was the best, lay?
The best what?
The best lay. Who was the best lay?
Oh, man. It's kind of funny because Okie is bisexual.
Yeah, well, that is all right.
And now because
I'll leave it at that.
Now because of Okie, Jim's going to be brokey.
Yeah.
But he's going to be brokey driving a Jaguar. Jesus. All right, but look at this. I mean, maybe you can draw some inspiration from this in your own lives.
Yeah. Right.
Here's a guy who is just every door he's opening up, someone is saying, get out.
Right.
But he is...
Oh, it'll all be straightened find out one day.
He is turning lemons into lemonade.
Yeah. You know, he's behind the wheel of his truck. He's a happy man. He's doing what he loves to do. Isn't that right, Jim?
Yeah.
So, Jimmy, you mentioned that Oki is bisexual.
Yeah.
Oki is a woman, right?
Right.
I'm just double checking.
Well, yeah, that's hence the kid.
Yeah, but
unless it was a successful anal birth.
I know, just, Mike, I'm just double checking.
I understand.
Okay.
Just double checking. So this weekend, I imagine big Daytona 500 plans.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah, we'll be watching. No, I thought that was on a. Oh yeah, it is this weekend.
And who's your?
No, it's on the 16th. I thought.
I thought it's this weekend.
Yeah, it's the 16th.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. They've been maybe it's a Budweiser shootout this weekend.
That could be. They got a lot going on down there.
I know there's some NASCAR that they were running during American Idol.
They got all kinds of little mini races and stuff the whole week.
Who is regardless if it's this weekend or next weekend? Who's your choice for the Daytona 500?
Oh, Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon. Now, but do you think he's a fag?
No, so what if he is? The guy's got talent. I hope he isn't.
There you go. There's an open-minded attitude.
Well, you know,
he's dated a bisexual.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. I hope he isn't. Let me see. Jimmy, did you...
I prefer he's not, because the guy's good.
There you go. He's an honest man, your brother.
Jimmy, let me see. Here is a current event out of pop culture. Can you tell us the actor who is engaged to J-Lo?
Oh, Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
And
perfect.
Can you tell us?
Right?
You're right. And
Ben Affleck.
Can you tell us the TV star that the cartoon character that Ben Affleck will be playing in the movies?
Oh, Daredevil.
Daredevil.
That's good stuff.
He's unstoppable, Mike.
He's rocking and rolling.
Get another
today.
Call.
All right, you get another call, and we let you know. Jimmy?
No, they call
no,
back.
No, I got a break anyway, but before we let you go, any words of wisdom? You're a sage, you're a seer. Words of wisdom for our audience.
Oh, man. Wear condom.
It's about time. It's about time.
Way to go, Jimmy.
All right, dude.
Get fixed. Get neutered.
Get fixed.
Yeah, why don't you do that? I'd pay for that. If you got a vasectomy, I'd pay.
Oh, man, it kind of scares me, though.
Yeah.
Why?
I've heard of a couple people that had a problem with it. Didn't you have a problem?
Not me, my friend.
Oh, well, then there was two other of my friends that had them, man. One guy, deer hunting opening weekend. The guy couldn't even walk. It was swelled up the size of a softball.
Whoa! Jimmy, you understand, though, that even though you might have a weekend of pain,
right,
you would have a lifetime of no more
litigation.
Okies or Pokey, whatever the kid's name is.
He'd be out of the courtroom.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah, I understand that.
All right. Have a good weekend. Drive safe. I love you.
All right. I'll call you this weekend sometime.
And what is your current rate of speed?
66.
Look at that. Look
practically
at him.
Crawling along the highway.
Look at him. He's almost going in reverse.
Very good.
No, the speed limit's only 55.
I know. All right, drive, drive safe.
All right.
All right, I'm dumb. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye, you damn dummy. There he is, everybody.
There's your brother. Happy to be in that truck cab. That's where he's happiest.
Happy as a lark.
Laughing, having a good time. Well, he might have been under the influence.
Okie.
Wow.
Okie.
Three kids, count them. One, two, three.
You do the okie pokey and you shake it all about.
Three kids. So he calls me and says, man, dude, my car broke. I need $1,000.
He got his Jaguar because another one of the women in his life came up with the other grand.
That's great.
He's something. I love him.
Great guy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, we are.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
They are.
Men doing the work of men. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Just wanted to tell you, I love your show.
Thanks.
Absolutely love it.
And we love you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and is there a bunch?
What's that?
Oftentimes, I think I'm a pretty good judge of this.
Yes, we seem to think the other shoe might drop.
I love you guys. I love your show. But...
No, I was originally called because your brother was on.
Yeah.
But he's not on anymore, so I figured, well, I have nothing to say about that now, so I figure I'll just give you my...
So there was a hidden butt there.
A little bit.
Well, what were you going to say about Don's brother?
He needs to either stop sleeping with women or use... a condom.
Honey, what advice did you hear me giving him?
I've given him the advice
in real life.
What's that?
I mean, I've given him the What's advice that? In real life, not just on the radio.
I hear you, but he just doesn't listen, huh?
Right, just like some women I know.
Nah, not all women.
No.
Now, this is going ugly. Started out as a love call, and now it's turning ugly for some reason.
No, it's not ugly.
Something tells me...
You guys are good, and that's why I really wanted to call you.
Thank you.
This was meant to be ugly from the word go, Mike.
What's that?
You wanted this to go badly right from the beginning, didn't you, lady?
Can I have the reverb? Can I have the reverb, really, because it's appropriate right now.
Hold on. Here, right. You got it, Mike. Go.
Rob Spiewak, hate monger. Now, Rob has indicated that he thought this was meant to be bad from the very beginning.
No, it wasn't going to be bad. I was just going to tell Jimmy that he needs to just use some protection.
But it was already said, and you hung on the line.
I've been on hold for 20 minutes.
Yes.
So I wanted to leave now that I'm on the phone, and he's not there.
20 of your valuable minutes.
What's that?
I said 20 of your valuable C minutes.
Absolutely.
Right.
Worth every minute.
And you wanted to invest that time to get on and, spread love?
Yeah,
that's it. You stayed through all those commercials just so you could spread your valuable C wisdom.
That's right.
Yes. You know what you do next time? Next time you hang up. Because you're not helping yourself, and you're sure as heck not helping Don and Mike. You're a bad lady.
Why?
You're a bad lady. Because what you did is you wanted this call to go bad.
I love it when we send our muscle out to do our work for us.
It's like our leg breaker. Rob,
I wanted to defend you people that like your show, because you get all these people calling in how much they hate the show, and I figure, it'd be nice to give some good input for a change.
And it is good input, lady. It's good input that's already been said.
Okay.
You really wanted to hear your voice.
The whole problem is my brother has too much good input, and I've mentioned that to him.
I see.
But thank you for the kind words.
No problem. You guys have a good day.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Don't call again.
Bye.
Right.
Wow. End it.
Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Mike, you gotta give him a heads up on that. He's just not fast.
Rob Spiewak. Hey, monger.
Turn it off.
Don't you agree, though? She wanted that to go bad.
Hey. What?
What?
Hello?
As maybe you've heard now, Valentine's Day, we're going to do a contest on the show called Senior Bachelorette, where we're going to get... a lady over the age of 50.
Have you seen him out in the lobby?
I have purposely not gone out, Mike.
Oh,
and we're going to find this lady, and the next week we'll start finding guys between the ages of 21 and 25. And on Valentine's Day, our senior bachelorette, right here live on the radio, will have a five-minute date with each of the guys.
Wow, right.
We'll put them in the production room and we'll listen to their five-minute dates.
Then, depending on how those dates go, she'll pick one who will
It'll go down to three.
Three,
and I'm not going to tell you what the guys then have to do. We're going to save that for the day of the show.
7 minutes in heaven.
There's something they have to do to impress her, and then she'll pick the one guy that she wants, and they will go out on a date, and they'll record the date, and the senior bachelorette gets $1,000.
Wow.
The bachelor gets $500.
Right.
We give him $500 for dinner. And the whole thing is sponsored by Viromax.
Promotional consideration provided by Viromax. Viromax sexual pleasure and performance enhancer for him and her is doctor developed and clinically tested and is now available at select retailers everywhere. Viromax works. Try it today. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX for a store near you. That's 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Back to you, Don.
Thank you, dude. So let's begin the process. Let's see now. There's nothing that says we're not going to be swept off our feet.
There's
she is.
With the very first broad that comes in.
All I know is the lobby was filled with lovely ladies vying to be our senior bachelorette.
If somebody would bring in the very first lady. And while we're waiting for her to show up, let me also tell you that we'll be calling Channel 7 and News Hottie Susan Roberts in a couple of minutes. We're going to call the newsroom at Channel 7 to see if we've actually made the cut on the 5 o'clock news.
Or if we ended up on the cutting room floor. Is it supposed to be on tonight? I think it's supposed to be on Friday.
No, I think it's tonight. That's where the screw-up in the communication was.
Charlie told me it was supposed to be on Friday. But
yeah, but he told me that too, but then they showed up today.
Huh. Yeah, he said, well, who knows?
I think they would put it on before the show airs. That is,
well, sometimes what they do with those shows is they put it on the night.
The night
after it airs. You know, like, it's like, hey, stay tuned later on. The Michael Jackson story that you saw tonight will be...
Well, then why did they come out today? They never think that far ahead, though.
They may have moved it up because, remember, they had to move the Michael Jackson special up because of the Patinkin movie.
Right. Oh, yes. And Mandy.
Mandy. Bring in the first lady. Bring her in. Was this the lovely lady that I just saw walking by the hallway? I just
did you see how they had their faces covered?
I just got a glimpse of her. For goodness sakes.
Okay.
She almost looked like that woman in 24 last night trying to
always,
cover her face.
Always. Yeah, all right. Just waiting for them to come in now.
I think I gave plenty of heads up.
Right. Here we go.
This is the break, and here we go. Here is the first lady, Michelle. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. Have a seat. Welcome.
Wow. Hi there. Hi. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Oh, wow. Wow. Kind of a see-through top.
Oh, my. I just... wow.
Michelle...
Michelle is sitting here with a completely see-through top.
Pull that microphone down there, Michelle.
My goodness.
Wow, you got some boobs on.
Look at
you.
Those.
And I brought them with me today.
Wow.
Senior grandma.
Fantastic.
A senior bachelorette. Are you a grandma?
Yes, I am.
Hey, bravo.
Grandma. Wow. And
wonderful.
Wow. Not exactly what I had in mind. This
not at all. No.
Hot.
No. And now, how old are you, if you don't mind us asking?
50 and a half.
50 and a half. So she just makes
just made it under the wire.
Mm-hmm. And you know, she looks like she just makes the wire there. She's not one of the older looking grandmothers.
No, she's not. Now,
no.
What possibly... You know, I want to tell you something. Not that I'm staring, but I'm staring. For 50, let me just tell you, it's good-looking boobs.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't appear to be veiny or saggy. I don't see any hair.
And you're wearing one of those, like, harness type of things, aren't you?
Yes.
Right?
This is one of my biker girl outfits.
Biker girl outfits. Wow.
Yes. Southern Cruisers, Fairfax and Loudoun County. Hey, Big Boo. Hey, Willie. Hey, Riff.
Do you wear that, like, out when you're at one of your biker parties?
Sure do.
Oh, wow. That must be a fun party.
You are a bachelorette because are you divorced?
The Big D.
The Big D divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And right. How long have you been divorced?
Since January 9th.
Wow.
January 9th.
Recently. How long were you married?
27 years.
Wow.
Ouch.
So you are fresh on the market.
So 27 years. What happened after 27 years to make you go your separate ways?
It's too long of a story.
Come on, you got to give us the condensed
bottom
version.
Line. That's part of the interview
process. I got hit in the head by a 2x4.
Now, come on, honey.
Saw the light.
Hmm. Oh, you got hit in the head by a 2x4?
Not literally.
Oh, not literally, yeah. But... Well, so you just woke up one morning and decided that's enough of this?
I saw the light.
You saw the light.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, what, was he doing something on the side?
No.
Were you doing something on the side?
No.
Was it that thing? I mean, we need something. Had you grown apart?
Just say one of us grew up and the other didn't.
Oh.
No. Let me guess. He'd be the one who didn't grow up?
You're such a smart guy.
You know, it's interesting if, you know, this is certainly not what we expected with our first senior bachelorette.
No.
This woman is sitting in here. She is basically topless, wearing a very sheer blouse.
This poor guy, your ex-husband, did he just wake up one day and think everything was great and then you just dropped the bombshell on him?
Yeah.
Where you just said, hey, guess what? 27 years. Man, I hate you.
No, it was just, I woke up this morning.
Just like a country music song.
That's right.
And you dumped his ass.
Yes, I did.
Now, the idea of a man from 21 to 25, does that appeal to you, the idea of being with a man that young?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm a good teacher.
Ah. Really?
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And obviously, now, sex is not a requirement on this date. But if you were...
Oh, Don, I think if this was our senior bachelorette, I think it might be.
If you were to go out with a young, strapping man, age 21 to 25, and it seemed that you had some chemistry going with him and you'd had some wine, would there be a chance that he could get to third base with you?
He'd probably hit a home run.
Oh!
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wowzy woo-woo.
Wow.
I just have one question.
Yeah.
Do I only get one?
Yeah. Yes, you only get one, but you'll be able to choose if you're selected. You'll choose from 10 guys. We'll have 10 guys for you to pick from.
And I can only pick one?
You can only pick one.
Yeah, we will have 10. If you're the senior bachelorette, you'll have 10 to choose from.
Okay.
And who is the celebrity that you believe you most resemble?
People have told me for a long time that it's Jessica Lange.
And that is absolutely true.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, you were not exactly what we were expecting.
A brunette Jessica Lange.
We were expecting, like, the lady in the Playboy cartoons at the very end of the issue. We weren't expecting.
Do you find it almost amazingly difficult to stop looking at them?
What, at her teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very hard.
Yeah.
Very hard not to.
Yeah.
Buzz, did you get a look at those?
I haven't seen. I haven't.
Turn around and say hi to Buzz.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hi, Buzz.
She likes showing those things off.
Long brown hair, a little curly. Very, very fetching.
Okay.
All right.
You gross me out.
All right. Buzz gets into that whole, hey, baby.
That's when Buzz makes my flesh.
I want the Beach Towel Club to know what we're looking at here.
I understand.
All right, Buzz, why don't you tell everybody what Michelle looks like?
Oh, this is going to be hard for me to listen to.
Go ahead, Buzzy.
Long brown curly hair, beautiful eyes, a mischievous smile. And that see-through blouse that says, let's go on a date.
Oh, she likes you, Buzzy. Absolutely.
And what's the youngest guy? Let me ask you. Have you had a relationship since your divorce in January? It's only February now, so it's been just a month. Have you had a relationship since?
Sure. I've been divorced since January, but separated for close to 4 years.
Ah, so you've been out there with lots of guys.
Yes.
You've been with young guys?
Yes.
Yeah. And you like young guys or old guys?
I like all guys.
All guys.
Well, how about that, huh?
Do you do everything?
Sure.
You do oral?
Yes, and I'm very good.
What about anal?
I do that, too.
Oh, that's bad.
No, it isn't. It's
that's
good.
Bad. That's where food
you
comes
asked.
Out.
You asked the question.
God bless that's it. Where food comes out. You eat food, and the acids in your stomach
grosses me out.
Break the food down.
Yeah.
And then it comes out in BM form.
I have a book for you to read.
Well, and what book is that?
It's called Anal Health.
Anal Health.
Mm-hmm.
Anal Health. Mine
the
is fine.
The Guide to Sexual Pleasure for Men and Women.
Wow.
Okay. We got us one here.
We got a live one. Our first bachelorette, our first senior bachelorette is, wow.
Hello, Paul. Don and Mike show. You're on the air. Hi, Paul.
I've never said in my life I'd ever turn your show off, but I'm going to be ill. I'm going to turn your show off right now. This is my mom talking. Not really my mom, but it could be my mom.
You haven't seen this woman.
You haven't seen this woman. This is a...
I don't care. Get off. I can't take any more oral and anal. And, oh, God. Bye-bye.
I suppose this is somebody who is projecting the age of his mom onto this woman.
And someone who apparently has thoughts about his mother. I'd have to say he has issues.
He has issues. It sounds to me like he has serious issues.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Mark.
Hey, guys. Good show. I think you already answered my question. I was going to ask if she had some nice DSLs on her.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
DSLs, you know. Sucking lips.
How about some hot lesbo action, Grandma?
That we didn't ask that. Our senior bachelorette, do you consider yourself to be bisexual?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Touchdown. Touchdown. Hey, Jim Borecki.
Touchdown.
I like that guy saying touchdown.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? I just wanted to say, God, where are the rest of the women like her?
You know, the idea of tough act to follow, I feel for our other senior bachelorette candidates, this is going to be very difficult for, I would say, most of them. You do not strike me as the average senior bachelorette by any stretch of the imagination.
I don't think there should even be an interview process.
No, there are other women waiting. We have to be polite and talk to the other women.
Yes.
Let me ask you, Michelle, in 60 seconds, Robbie, you got some music for me? In 60 seconds, why should we select you to be the senior bachelorette? Of course, you win $1,000. You go out on the date. The whole thing happens here on the show, but why should we select you? Go ahead.
You should select me because it would increase your national ratings even more than they are now. It's incredible. There would be guys lined up just waiting to come out with me because I'm such a great teacher.
Oh, God.
Wow. And I love to teach 1, 2, 3, 4 at a time.
Oh, God, man.
These guys would have a great time. I'm also lots of fun. I'm a good conversationist. I have a wide range of knowledge. And I'm just generally a very interesting person. I like to talk to lots of people.
What are some of your favorite things to do besides have sex?
Motorcycling.
Yes, you're a motorcycle enthusiast.
Motorcycling. International Star Riders Association.
Got that. I'm out.
I have all the information that I require.
So do I. I'm just waiting for the TikTok to stop.
I mean, I think it's fantastic.
And I am willing to take the right guy for a ride on my bike.
Oh.
All right. We're going to have to ask you to leave now.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
Michelle.
Round of applause for Michelle, our first contestant.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Marvelous.
Wow. Michelle.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing? I think Mike should flip this girl's number.
You
can have quite a sandwich today, Mike.
Susan
Roberts on one side and Michelle on the other.
Don is the fan of older women. I think I am not the fan of older women. I think, Don, you fall into that category more than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and actually,
it wouldn't be a challenge.
What's that?
I said there's not exactly a lot of challenge on this one. It seems to be a pretty sure thing.
Well, that's really not, believe it or not, I know it might sound differently. That's not always my criteria.
Who really needs
a
that
non-challenge?
Anyway. Don Mike show.
Maybe it's yours.
Mike likes them challenge.
Challenging. Thank you.
Mike.
Yeah, thank you.
Mike, yeah. I love you.
Hey, I think I got a chance here.
Hello.
Why are you unzipping your pants?
Stop it.
Hello, John.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I didn't know Lorraine Bracco, she's not 3.5. No way.
You think she sounds like Lorraine Bracco?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she just sounded a little. She had a little New York thing happening with her accent.
Goodfellas.
Right?
I really got to say that was not what I had expected out of the first senior bachelorette.
No, not by a long shot. I mean, we really never gave any indication that that's what we were looking for with our senior bachelorette.
I think we got to wait, do a break, and come back and meet the other women.
Yeah. And then maybe I'll have like little bowls of sherbet in between.
It's really not fair,
right,
to the other gals. One who I'm seeing is 62, the girl who said she looks like olive oil.
Yeah, I would tell the other senior bachelorettes, though, it might be a good idea to slip those tops off now. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
Show us what you got.
Not just the top.
God.
Oh, Rob.
But before we do that, let me call Channel 7 very quickly.
All right, fantastic.
And find out if we're going to be on the news tonight, because I don't want to waste time watching if we're not on.
I don't think it's scheduled tonight, but we'll find out for sure.
I think it is tonight. I'll bet you it is tonight.
Hi, Dennis. This is Greg.
Yeah, hi. This is Don and Mike. Is Susan Roberts there, please? Hold on a second.
She's back.
She said, hold on a sec. Mm-hmm. What else has she got to do besides come out here and interview us?
Well, she's probably editing.
Yeah.
Probably in editing right now, making us look great. Making us, Don, making us look like stars.
Well, I cannot get over that senior bachelorette.
I know why, too. That's your cup of tea right there.
That's your cup of tea. I don't want to diss her. I don't want to diss her.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
She's not. She's really not. I like the soccer mom type.
I know you.
She's a little too crazy.
A little too over the top? Me too.
Not for me.
Me too. A little too over the top.
A little bit.
Not for me.
But
with the whole thing about four guys.
Buzz.
That doesn't do it. Buzz, however, is very, very intrigued.
Buzz is just waiting for her, man.
Yeah.
Buzz would be one of those four guys.
David. I can be three of those four guys.
God. Damn you, Buzz.
You're ramped up today, aren't you, Buzzy?
Sorry.
Absolutely.
I'm going to put this on hold. Robbie, will you babysit the hotline? Tell me if Susan Roberts picks it up and if we're going to be on Channel 7 or not tonight. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Got a question for you, buddy. How you doing?
Okay, my friend, we're doing great.
Would you do her? I'm just trying to figure out how hot she is or if she even is hot.
Here's the
thing. Denigrate her.
Hold on a second. The TV lady on
the
phone?
Yeah, ready to go.
Okay. Hold on. Let me talk to TV lady.
Primed.
Hey, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
You guys are so fun.
Hey, is that going to be on Channel 7 tonight?
Channel 7 at 5 o'clock. I just laid the soundbite in.
Ah.
Told you tonight, Mike. Wow.
Thank you. Do you have any idea?
You're not at the top of the story, but you're in there.
Oh, really? And could you maybe give us a ballpark as to how many seconds we're going to be on camera?
Hold on. Jay, let me ask the producer. Jay, when are Don and Mike going to be on the air? They want to know.
Jay.
Jay, oh.
J-O.
533.
533, very good.
You know that I have gotten 25 emails since I left your studio?
Don't answer any of them.
Yes,
I have never had 25 emails in one day before.
These are not normal people that are emailing you. Do not answer those
emails.
Don't
answer them.
You guys are so popular.
Yes, we are.
I was amazed. I walked back in the building and it was like, Susan, you're done to make this. I was like, oh my gosh.
You know what Mike was doing? Do you know that Mike was actually, I swear to God,
it's
he
true.
Did this.
Yeah. Now, you're embarrassing me. Please, don't tell her this.
Where you had your lipstick.
Stop.
On his face.
Stop. Don't share this.
He
Stop.
Would wipe the lipstick off with his fingers, and then he would lick his fingers.
Yes, I did do that. I plead guilty,
that's
Susan.
So nice.
Yes, I thought you'd like that.
You guys are my fave.
Right back at you.
And I've just been dry humping the console. Like a dog in heat. I mean, I know that's not as attractive or romantic as what Mike did.
Well, it's, you know, we express our affection in different ways.
Anyway, thanks for coming down. So we'll turn on Channel 7 at 5:33.
That's right.
Gotcha.
Perhaps sometime we can go out for fondue.
Perhaps.
Very good.
Ah.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. Thanks.
Bye, Susan.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, listen, Donald Trump, you should have closed that deal.
You crack me up.
No, you...
You kill me.
We should go out for fondue.
Fondue. That was Rob. Rob wrote it.
Well, I don't care if Rob wrote
it'd be
it.
Like, what's that movie, Roxanne? Rob would have to, like, be beneath the window.
Oh, like that.
And I'd be going over
there. Stereo Diversion Act?
Exactly.
Or whatever it is, right. Pinocchio guy? Right.
You know, you are so... Rob, where's the sheet?
You can do it, Mike.
Where's the sheet? Hello, baby.
And actually, I'll tell you what. My sister-in-law does know... Oh, let me call my wife. Hold on. I'm going to set you up on a dream day with a TV lady.
Wow.
Oh, hi, Rob.
What's that, Rob?
I'd clear an evening for you.
Were you, like, wait on the lawn below?
I would have, like, a Magna Doodle.
Hey, baby.
Yes, my darling.
What's that, didn't Robbie tell us that they were going to a, not Robbie Spiewak, your sister Robbie, tell us they were going to a fondue restaurant?
Yeah.
Right?
Right. And it's hard to get into. What's it called?
Mike, you could drop your name there.
There you go. We'll find out the name for me.
You got to find out.
You know, there's one on our side of the Potomac, and there's one in Maryland too. And there, and I know of at least two, and I know that they are.
You know, I have Frida. I must tell you, Charlie Broyhill has just walked into the studio. I have a sneaking suspicion right now that my bubble is going to be burst. I just have this... He's looking too gleeful.
No, I'm just guessing. Is it the melting pot?
That's it.
Oh, the melting pot. Okay. You weren't going to burst my bubble?
Give me time.
Yeah. Charlie will come in with... You know what? This is when Charlie, like, in an hour, will come back with, well, you know who she's really seeing. And he's got this big grin on his face. And once again, then I go home crying.
Okay, listen. Well, that's the restaurant. And anyway, my sister-in-law was telling me they'd actually gone to a fondue restaurant.
Hmm.
You should thank for their money.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, and, it's very big.
And hey, listen, you want to come down here to the studio to watch yourself on TV tomorrow? I mean, you want to come down?
No, on in the afternoon, my darling.
I know we're going to tape it, though.
We're going to tape and watch the videotape.
Oh, gosh.
You want
to
come?
You know, maybe so, because I'd like to defend again that I was not dressed.
Listen. You don't have to. You don't have to defend la, 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 la.
Oh.
You're very hot.
It was just like an outing with my sister and my mother. It wasn't anything to look my love.
Honey, let's be honest.
What?
Let's be honest. Of all of them, who's the hottest? You are.
Well... Goes without saying, my darling.
All right. Love you.
All right. I love you, too. Goodbye.
All right. Well, then come down tomorrow right at the beginning of the show.
All right.
All right. But don't get here too early.
I mean, cute.
You know,
I would love to hang around and go through your over 50 magazines and your, you know, and your...
We don't have over 50
We don't
anymore.
Have those anymore. Those were thrown out a long time ago.
Now we just have...
How many magazines do you have in your office?
We have...
Playboy. We have Playboy.
And we have foreign editions of, like, Hustler and We.
That are horrible. And frankly, I'd like the whole collection to be updated.
Uh-huh.
That's all we got. All right,
I'd love to hang around there. It's, you know...
It's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
All right. Blah, 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 blah.
I am not that way.
All right. I love you.
I love you, too.
Blah, blah, yes, bye. You are. See you later. Bye.
Hey, Bob. I like the way you said the Baba, yes, you are. You throw that one in there. You sneak that one in
there. Yeah. Okay, a quick break. We'll come back. We'll meet our other senior bachelorettes.
I hope we have as many memories as we have with the first one.
Although Michelle will be hard to beat, yes. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I miss you. Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't, honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Oh, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
The Don and Mike Show. Famed gay magicians, Don and Mike.
Hey, there, Bozito.
Yes.
You got a TV in your room, right?
Yes, I do.
And you can feed the audio through your... Boy, you can't
no,
do that?
No, it's not hooked up.
Hey, Robbie? Can we get a TV in here for the next break so we can watch our 2 seconds on Channel 7?
Yeah, and we can pull clean audio from production, too, so we can get you the audio.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see the picture, too.
Then you shall.
Okay, because that's... Isn't that really
that's how you judge it.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking for.
Hey, you judge it to see how much camera time we get.
Right. And I'm going to make a bet with you right now.
I'm interested in that bet because I might be with you on it.
Because I was right about the bet that it would be on tonight.
Yep.
I'm going to bet you that our FaceTime, and I'm not going to say just for me or just for you.
Our combined FaceTime?
Combined FaceTime, mm-hmm. less than 7 seconds.
I'm not going to dispute you on this.
7 seconds or less.
I will completely agree with that. I think that's absolutely... maybe.
All right, then.
If we're lucky, I think maybe less.
All right, then. You want to try to hone in... You know,
I'll say 5 seconds or less.
Let's do it when it gets closer. Because we have two other girls to meet. Well, at least two be women. If you'll bring the next woman in.
Oh, please. She is.
We're finding our senior bachelorette today for the Senior Bachelorette Show, which will be a week from Friday, the Valentine's Day show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and that's just one part of our Valentine's Day extravaganza.
Oh.
On the day before Valentine's Day, we'll be giving away another $1,000, courtesy of Veramax, when we return the Backwards Newlywed Game.
That's separated couples who know... all the bad things about each other.
Yeah. That's something we had only done one time before. We did it on the Midday Show.
That was when we first met our friend from Philadelphia.
Absolutely. We've never done that in the afternoon, so that'll be a treat next Thursday, and then we'll have the Senior Bachelorette on Friday. Lily, is this Anna, or is it Anna?
Anna, I think Anna. We established that. Sit down, have a seat, Anna.
Hi there, Anna.
How are you, Anna?
Okay, great.
Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Even though she is not topless, again.
Well, I have no, I mean, there's no way I could come up to that.
Again, a very attractive for an older woman.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
I don't mean that's like condescending. Like saying,
that's okay.
That's like saying a black guy is, you know.
Hey, well spoken.
He's very well spoken.
Anna, how old are you? We got that yesterday.
62,
so you are one of our older competitors. Let's give her a nice round of applause.
I will say that you're doing yourself a disservice by saying the celebrity you most resemble is olive oil.
Yes, but I don't know anybody. I mean, when I was very much younger, they used to say that girl.
Marlo Thomas.
That was years ago when I was.
Yeah.
Before I got all this.
No, but you look great. You look fantastic.
Thank
now,
you.
Let me
shout out to Tammy.
Tammy, all right.
And Doug.
Doug and Tammy, friends of yours?
Oh yes.
Very good.
They're listening.
A couple of questions.
Okay.
You are divorced. How long have you been divorced?
Many years, like 20 years.
How long were you married?
Three.
Only three.
Yeah.
So you've been single that whole time.
Yes.
Wow.
Have you sought the company of other men over those last 20 years?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
she's taking her jacket off.
And now, what would be...
You got a rocket body.
During that 20-year period, what would be your longest relationship?
12 years.
12 years.
Yes.
And did that end recently?
Yeah, not too long ago.
Not too long ago.
So you are 62, and I'll say not a grandma-looking 62.
Not at all.
Very young and vibrant-looking 62.
Thank you, Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel?
Oh, she likes Robbie.
No,
you know, when you came in here, you did a beeline for Robbie.
Yes.
Didn't you?
Yeah, she hugged me.
No.
Nice lady.
He's not.
You like Robbie, Anna?
Yes, because he's always, he always says mean things, but that's part of his you know, it's
right,
a program.
Right,
it's an act. Program.
You want Robbie to call you a name?
Yeah.
She likes
nah, he only does it when
he's watching. See, he won't do it while you're
naturally
here.
Occurring phenomenon.
I've been listening to you all for many, many years, so I know.
And we thank you.
That's wonderful.
Anna, if you were to meet a guy who was 21, that would not be quite triple the age, but close to triple your age, how would you feel about going out with a guy that young?
Oh, I would go, but I would hope that it'd be somebody that just needed the $500 and wouldn't mind going with me.
But you never know. You know, you could be one of those wonderful May-December romances.
Oh, my goodness, no.
No, okay. Now, there wouldn't be a chance. Can I ask you the last time you got laid?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
And you're coming in with this whole uptight, you know, this whole middle-aged thing. Oh, that's Buzz.
That's Buzz over there.
Hi, nice to meet you.
All the ladies like to say hi to Buzz.
Absolutely.
I would be in the room with him because usually, you know, you put the guys over there sometimes.
Oh, for strip trivia, sometimes,
She'd like to be over here.
Looking forward to that.
Would you like to go over and give Buzz a hug?
Yes, I would.
Go ahead, please. Rob will show you the way. There she goes.
Let me adjust my microphone.
She's fantastic.
You know what I mean?
She really does.
Would you like to dry hump Buzz?
There she goes. She's going over to hug Buzz right now.
You want to give Buzz a handy?
Oh, look at that. Oh, wow.
Oh,
look
man,
at that.
She smells great. Very nice.
She is. Nice. Yeah. Hold on. She's unzipping her pants.
Oh, my God.
She certainly is.
She just showed Buzz her ass.
She mooned Buzz.
A little see-through underwear.
She mooned Buzz. I can't believe it. Well, I guess. Wow.
Jesus.
She was a whore.
our second sex-up grandma.
Another,
here.
You know, some lucky guy.
Oh, we didn't ask you, Anna, are you a grandma?
No.
No, you're not a grandma.
No, you're not.
No, she's not.
Wow.
Just a 62-year-old sexed-up woman.
Certainly is.
You're on high beams right now. I don't know if you noticed that.
She was over here.
But that experience with Buzz. Now,
very nice.
Now, what is it that made you, and I saw Buzz did not initiate the contact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What made you want to unbuckle your slacks, pull down your pants, and show Buzz your see-through underwear?
Well, because he always likes the women.
Yeah.
And the women like him.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
How about
part of
that?
His fan club.
Incredible.
Wow. Anna, you are different than the other girl, but you are different in a good way.
I mean, our first two contestants have just wowed us here today.
This is going to be hard to select. If you go out on the date, will you at least try, if we selected you, and then you picked the guy that you liked out of the 10, would you at least try to have a good time on the date with the guy?
I have a wonderful time.
There
I
you
would
go.
Oh, love to go out, but, you know, do you think anybody would show up? I'd hate to...
Oh, honey, we're going to get...
She lacks confidence.
We're going to get many more than 10 fellas that would want to be in this contest.
Oh, if I were selected, I'd be happy to go out.
There we go.
No commitments, no obligations.
No reason to be humble.
A pleasure meeting you.
You know, there's a wonderful combination here of realism and just a little sauciness, you know. She's very self-aware, but yet she's hot to trot. Do you get that impression?
Mm-hmm. She pulled her pants down for Buzz.
She did indeed.
How old is Big Frida?
Big Frida is 77, 78.
Okay, I thought perhaps she might be my age.
Little older, but she's damn sexy too.
I bet she is.
All right, nice meeting you. That is
thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
I bet you are having a good time too, aren't you?
it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, I am, Anna. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. Thank
that's
you.
What I thought.
Enjoy your, the voices.
The voices. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Bye, honey. Kind words for all.
Here she goes.
Here she goes.
I'll tell you something.
Thank you, baby.
She did have on old lady underpants, though.
Oh, no. You should have been over here. No. She had on, see-through white, pantyhose, and then under that, a see-through pair of white panties.
That was a good one. I just saw the big, gigantic thing that went, halfway up.
That's what I saw.
Contemporary French cut thing happening.
Halfway up.
That's what I saw. Yeah.
You saw that, too, Mike?
No.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared to dispute you in them, but they were pantyhose.
Should have been as close as I was.
That's good to see. Buzz. This is going to be a very hard one for us to call.
You know, let me tell you.
This is going to be a hard
one
for us to call.
You never know until you dive right in what it's going to be. Let's cook some more sulfur.
Let's meet our third senior bachelorette. She's from Maryland.
There she is.
She is a grandmother.
Wonderful.
She is 59.
And her name?
Mary.
Mary. Let's bring Mary in right now.
And I think we're going to pick the senior bachelorette out of these three.
Oh, absolutely.
And here
Hi, Mary.
Mary.
How are you, Mary?
Mary's got on a miniskirt and a leather jacket.
And some great legs on Mary.
Howdy,
great
Mary.
Great jams.
Hi there. Mary, you got to step right up to the microphone for us, please.
Hi, Mary.
Okay. Hi.
There? This is Rob right back there, and over there is Buzz right over
Hello,
there.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, Buzz.
You'll get to have sex with him later.
promises.
They are all saucy. I'm applauding all of our senior bachelorettes today.
Now, Mary, you are 59 and divorced. How long have you been divorced?
Three times as long as I was married. 30 years.
30 years. All right.
What happened with the guy?
It was either get out or go crazy.
Get out or go crazy.
And so you were married for how long?
Just over 10 years. Or no, just short of 10 years.
Just short of 10 years, and you've been... what's the longest relationship you've been in since you've been divorced?
Well, off and on again. There's one that's been going on for 20 years, but never quite works out.
The old regular, is that what it is? The old regular?
Is that just sex?
No.
Or is that like a date and sex?
It's a very good friend. It's
very good
friend. That's like having your vehicle picked up by a rollback, taken and fixed, and then you get a phone call and says, where would you like it dropped off?
Oh, okay. So it's convenient. Yeah. It's convenient.
Oh, no, it's way past that. It's a good friend.
It's a good friend.
And now you're wearing leather.
Oh, it's so comfortable.
This is the second senior bachelorette that has had a leather jacket on.
And by the way, I didn't have to borrow anything that I'm wearing. This is all out of my
That's your personal... So you dress very youthfully. I mean, now, you don't dress like someone who would be a senior bachelorette.
The pin you're wearing, I can't see close enough. Is it a POWMIA?
Well, yes, it is.
I thought I recognized the logo.
Mm-hmm.
See, she's wearing a nice pin.
Yeah.
To go with a nice blouse.
Mm-hmm.
To go with the nice blazer.
That's the... the Kelly, the Grace Kelly part, the blouse.
You know, really, in all seriousness, you know, we have our
I mean, I am not kidding you. Mm-hmm. She has some hot legs.
She does indeed. Yeah. We have had three of our senior bachelorettes, and all three of them have great bodies.
Mm-hmm. They do.
This is really, you know, of course, we don't have our 70-year-old who called.
No, but you know what, Mike? These three women showed up today.
Yeah. One Rob, of these three, I don't think she's dead.
One of these.
I don't
three.
Think so. Wow. Rob did the cartoon sleep.
One of these three is going to be the lady who's selected.
Yes.
How would you feel, Mary, about, let's say that you're selected as the senior bachelorette. You're here with the 10 guys next Friday. You pick the one guy. Say he's 21. And you got to go out now on Valentine's night to a fancy restaurant with a 21-year-old. There is a 38-year age difference. How do you feel about it?
Well, hopefully he's good company.
They're all realistic.
Yeah. And if, of course, this is, you know, we're not forcing any of this on you. But let's say that you're at the restaurant and that you've had a couple of glasses of wine, a couple of Jell-O shooters, and, you know, he puts his hand on your leg. Do you, if you're having a good time, do you stop him or do you allow him to massage your thigh?
Odds are he won't have enough going on by 21 to really be interesting, quite frankly.
Really? Okay. All right. So that's kind of a challenge that strikes me.
You don't think
he'd make that kind of a move, huh? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, that and... And there's probably not that much charge there.
Really?
You know what I mean?
It's like so are you saying that like it's older guys that get a little more revved up? Is that what it is? That's interesting.
Hmm. So, but hold
it's
on.
A learned thing, don't you think?
Well, I you know, but if you did say anywhere between 21 and 25.
But you're getting a horse now that's coming right out of the stable that's not even broken in. You're getting a horse that...
You're getting a Mustang, Don.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You get one. Isn't a Mustang a male horse?
Yes, I believe
so. Sure is. That's why they named the car that.
Yeah, the Mustang.
Right.
A young male.
However, there is a song called Mustang Sally.
My band plays that song.
She was a transvestite.
That's the first plug for your band.
And as a matter of fact, when we play it, We play that before we play it.
Mustang Sally. Anything that you're not looking for in a guy, if we selected you and the 10 guys were here, what's the first thing you see 10 guys or you're thinking in your mind? What is it that absolutely would be a deal breaker for you?
Wow, that's a hard question.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's your job, right? Yeah. I guess if they had to come up with some sort of obscenity, like right off the top, that didn't contain any humor.
Like, this is great effing pie.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like that.
No.
All right, well, that's all right.
Okay, prerogative. All right, get out of here.
Funny.
All right.
If it was a joke, it'd be different.
It was a joke, it'd be different. That's fine. You get it. You know what you want.
All right, Mary, you got to get out of here.
Thank you, Mary.
Mary.
Another wonderful senior bachelorette. Mary, do you want to hug Buzz?
Mary? Do you want to pull your pants down for Buzz? Mary? Where'd she go?
Oh, they're bringing Mary over to Buzz now.
Home. Here you
there
go.
There goes Mary. There's...
Oh,
there we go. She gets a handshake.
She's saying she doesn't have underpants
no,
on?
No, she was more formal.
She said she never passes up a hug.
Ah.
Got all right, so who are, what are our choices, Don?
We have Michelle,
right.
The biker,
right.
Who is 50,
mm-hmm.
50 and a half. Then we have Anna, who is 62,
mm-hmm.
And Mary... Who is 59.
This is a tough decision.
I have already made my choice.
As have I.
I would ask, let's see, we have Don, Mike, Buzz, Robbie, and who's paying more attention back there? Hold on, let me call back. Let me call Titty Bar. See if she's been paying attention. Hey, put Titty Bar on the phone.
Okay.
Thanks.
Oh, wait. Who's Titty Bar?
Lisa.
Oh, okay. I thought she was the other one.
Oh, God.
No, I'm Pussy Whipped and she's Titty Bar.
Got it.
And you're Stinky Poon as Charlie as I'm eating.
I hear you. Okay, hold please.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
Joe.
Pussy Whipped.
Hi, Titty Bar.
What up?
Have you been listening?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you're the fifth vote. So what we want you to do is write down on a piece of paper, and Mike, do this as well right now, the name, either Anna, or I'll give you the order that came in.
Okay.
Michelle, Anna, or Mary. And we'll select the winner right now. Bring it on in there, Titty Bar.
All right,
bye. Source out. Okay? And right. Mike, if you would pass that over here. And Rob, you got yours. And Buzz, if you'll bring yours in. And we'll get Lisa's, then we'll do the on-air voting, and we will have a senior bachelorette.
Very good.
And then we get to start, thank you, we get to start trolling
mm-hmm.
for the... And
are you counting them up now?
Yeah, right now on the air. Yeah, we should probably...
You want the ladies?
Have, oh,
no, let's just bring the winner.
Winner. Just the winner. Just the winner. But get them all ready.
Okay.
The first vote of five is for Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Anna.
Spelled Anna. Two N's in Anna, I think. Yeah.
That is your
pen.
That is your second spelling mistake of the day.
No, I have a friend named A-N-A, Anna.
But notice, I'm not throwing this at you.
Oh, why not?
Okay.
Why stop now?
All right. Thank you, Lisa. The next is Mike.
That doesn't count.
Mike. Give me a real one. Don't give me the gag one. See who Mike wrote? Okay.
I get it.
All right, here's the next vote.
All right.
And and this vote comes from... Can we say who's voting
no!
for who?
All right. No.
All right. The next vote is for Anna.
Wow.
Two votes for Anna.
Two votes for Anna.
The next vote is for Michelle.
Oh.
Mm.
Woo!
The next vote is for Anna.
Wow. Anna.
Wow.
I think that already means she wins.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the last vote is for Anna.
Anna. Wow.
So by a score of 4-1.
All right.
Let's bring in your senior bachelorette.
She is.
Anna.
The girl who... Well, the girl, the lady who pulled down her pants.
Here she comes. It's Anna.
Anna?
62 years young, ladies and gentlemen.
Congratulations.
Anna, how surprised are you that you were selected to be the senior bachelorette?
You were oh, my God. How surprised. I am at.
Oh, you're thrilled, aren't you?
Oh, okay. I'm thrilled.
That's wonderful.
Okay, hold on.
You know what I need you to do?
This girl back there, that one girl is so beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
she has a motorcycle.
They're all...
Oh, my God.
Sheep whores. You are the big winner.
Way to go, Anna. Oh, she's looking at her friend Buzz.
We got a break. Go in the green room. Okay. Get yourself a glass of water. We'll talk to you when we come back, okay? God.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you very much.
She's the winner.
Thank
Getting
you.
Get some love. There you go.
Good choice.
Very
much.
There's some love. We got a break to catch ourselves on TV. Yeah, like that's going to happen. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The critics love Snatch.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will gladly accept your fandom. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Now, here we are. Watching Channel 7 News.
Moments away from our big TV piece.
ABC 7.
Right.
Remember back in the day when they would come in to interview us for some stupid thing like this Michael Jackson thing?
We'd always say yes, too.
And we would always say to ourselves, maybe this will be the time that, you know, Dick Clark is driving through town and says, those guys have got something.
And we get discovered.
And we get that three-picture deal.
And then we did a show on Channel 9. That was called the Primetime Video Zoo. That was pretty much the end of any television hopes that we had.
Well, because we put no thought into it.
Right.
Got drunk, showed up at Channel 9, and then got drunk after the show.
And that's wrong because...
Now, where is the segment with Michael Jackson?
Don't forget you had a dalliance with the Fox Network not long ago.
Ah, yeah.
Now, we were offered something by Fox. Right.
Romance. But they said, of course, that it was going to be for free. Basically.
Yeah.
And we said we don't want to do that for free. It's the contract that they offer to struggling young comedians out in Los Angeles.
They call it a development deal.
Yeah.
Which means, hold on.
50 Palestinian children have received
Which means basically you do whatever Fox says.
Right.
And you get no money.
Now, supposedly, this is going to be our time.
Keep it posted.
Nope.
An American trans airplane headed for Reagan National Airport.
Running late.
Yeah. For God's sakes, they're worse on time than we are.
9/11 proceeding.
What did they say, 5:33?
Yes.
Yeah.
5:33, the whole tray.
5:33.
That is the time.
And here we are.
A lot of heavy stories about a kid getting surgery and now a plane diverted. So I think they need a little fluff after this.
And don't forget to Colin Powell today.
Yes, that's right.
Making his speech.
Mm-hmm.
His Adlai Stevenson speech.
Why we should bomb Iraq.
Went over like a lead freaking balloon.
The French aren't buying it.
Shocked. You know, just for sport, we should just bomb France. Just for sport. Jacques, what's that asswipe's name?
Jacques Chirac. What a
douche that guy is. Jacques Chirac. I hope if Iraq does have nukes, they nuke France first. I would not shed
I don't think
one.
They would because they're like allies.
Be ironic.
I wouldn't shed a crocodile tear.
No war. Peace.
Peace.
No. Nah. Nuke them now.
Nope.
That's what I say. Nuke them
now. Dumb idea.
Nah, nuke them now.
No, we have a division on the show right now. They're
going to
be fisticuffs.
A new study has some disturbing.
Oh, come on!
Young women
Where's the Michael Jackson thing?
Not another drug study.
For goodness sake.
Another drug study? Haven't we had all of those that we need?
We've got an ongoing one.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
We got a drug study every day.
That's our drug study.
Wondering if he's going to show up for work on time.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
We're saying more of what they describe as responsible sex on television.
Sex on TV.
A family study revealed that there are more.
They're showing Austin Powers.
The news is so funny, isn't it?
It is.
They say sex.
Now this would be. Well, how would you segue? Because they always like to do the segue.
Well, no, this is the segue because it's entertainment.
Right.
25%, one out of four.
Sex on TV and sex in the movies segs into Michael Jackson.
Right.
And now, as they say, for something completely different.
Here we go.
Tomorrow night here on ABC, we're going to find out more about the man known as the King of Pop.
Isn't it great to get
why
this out of the way?
Why superstar Michael Jackson had all those surgeries, and why his career, well, can it be turned around? Our own ABC 7 News reporter, Susan Roberts.
Mike and I think we'll be on less than 7 seconds.
What in the world is going on with Michael Jackson?
Well, he does seem a most unusual creature now. It's true. Beyond
just
that,
some dumbass on the street.
He's very talented, but a little strange.
Confused. Money will do that to you.
Luckily, I'm poor, so I don't have to worry about that.
The 80s king of pop is quickly becoming known as Wacko Jacko. The physical transformation of...
Honey, where are we?
People wondering, what could possibly be wrong? Why all the surgery?
I'm not sure what he's striving for or how he thinks...
I'm going to be pissed if the man on the street gets more time than we do.
He's hard to look at. I mean, I feel really sad for him, so it's depressing.
In public, Jackson always keeps his children's...
Thus far, they've only talked to regular men and women on the street.
Saving the best for last.
Dangling his baby over a balcony. He later said it was all
just
for the media.
That I think this man has just been so put upon. Why? Why do we continue to pick on... I can't keep doing this.
And you ask me, I'll say it with a straight face. Yes. I dangle my child over the railing of my balcony.
On WJFK's 106.7, Don and Mike, usually unmerciful, tried to go a little easy on Jackson today, but they too are wondering where he got off track and if he'll ever get back home. Susan Roberts,
what was,
ABC 7
What News. Was the total time? Did we time it?
Buzz?
26 seconds between the two of you, total airtime.
Wow. We would have really been losers on that.
I'm glad they got you the line about your son dangling over.
Yeah.
We would have been big losers if we had read about that.
Yeah, we would have. So we got more and we were saved. They saved the best for last. There it is.
Yeah.
Wasn't that special? Hey, have we ever been pleased?
No.
No, never.
No.
But now you guys got to hear the before the scenes, and now, you know, hopefully you're able to watch TV as that happened, and you heard it, and it's, you know, no big effing the deal.
No big whoop.
The greatest thing is the only real piece of tape that she had to support her was you doing the exact opposite and laughing.
I know. I shouldn't have laughed.
That's all right. You gave
it away. Where you gave it away, Mike.
I gave it away. I blew the whole thing.
Where you said, I can't keep this up.
I can't. Because I couldn't. Well, that's when he had the camera like an inch from
Hello.
My head.
Hello. Don Mike Show.
That'll get you fondue.
Hello.
Don Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, just seen you on Channel 7.
You just seen us on TV.
Yeah. You were talking about the Michael Jackson thing.
Yes.
Not us.
Over there. That was you too.
No, I don't believe so.
Must be a mistake.
It was.
Yeah, well, I know what you're asking, and the answer is, sorry, we're not gay. We can't have sex with you.
No, I wasn't going to ask that. I was going to tell you two fat bastards, you looked great.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
See you later. See, I told you he wanted sex.
I wonder if he saw the piece about the sex patch.
Yeah, we were watching the other, as we're getting ready, we just start watching TV.
Right.
Which would really be, frankly, you could get the three of us in here and be watching television, and that would be a show unto itself.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah. Sex patch.
Because something comes on and we react to it, then we listen to it, and we half listen to a story, then we draw our own opinions.
What was that show where they used to have, like, the robot and this mystery... Yeah, I always thought we'd be good at that.
Yeah.
You know, just sitting there watching the... But watching television, not old movies. Just sitting there and commenting on television.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I cannot believe that is what you guys look like. Unfreaking believable.
Well, the word I believe is handsome.
You want to have sex with us, right?
All right. Why don't you email me your picture there, Mel Gibson? Oh, I'm sorry. He hung up.
Yes, he hung up. He's gone now.
Man with half a face. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, man. You couldn't tell your eyebrows were gone.
I have news for you. No makeup.
Hey, they look great, bud.
These are the actual eyebrows growing back.
Looking good.
After 2.5 weeks.
Hey, man. Looks good. Hey.
I don't want to have sex with you, though.
Hey, love you guys, man.
See you later.
You notice the guys are really ringing off of the hook now.
They sure are. All the faggots are calling
us. Hey, you looked great. Great on TV.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
On camera.
Hello.
Now stop it. Don't do that. I know now that we've been on television.
They're afraid.
Everyone gets intimidated by the television.
That's right.
Don't be.
No need.
Don't be. Sure, we've been on and you've only watched. Sure, we're multimedia.
Come on now. There's no need to be uptight. Call.
Don't worry.
Or so.
Congratulations on your 28 seconds.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
I think I just seen you guys on the news.
Yeah, you were right.
Yes,
that was us.
That was us, all right.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, who's... Don, do you take Mike's D in your B first, or does Mike take his D and your B first?
I think we go back and forth.
Either way.
Interchangeable.
A little up and down, a little in and out.
You see, you're trying. Let me tell you something. Mm. You're like a man walking in off the street trying to hit a major league pitch that's coming by you at 98 miles per hour.
It simply isn't gonna happen.
You want to go down the gay road.
And he's gone.
Just hang up.
Yeah, most cowards.
No, he's not retarded.
We'll go down the gay road.
You know, all this. Now, it's one word. Jealousy. Hey, jealousy.
Like, hello.
Hey, guys. I was at work and I was listening and I really stoned to come watch you and I just watched you. I think you guys look great.
Thank you, baby. Need a new TV.
Come on, seriously, you're hot.
There you go.
Right, yeah. And seriously, I think, like, you're friends with Stevie Wonder, okay?
No, I'm serious
too, honey. I mean, I look at this face every morning in the mirror, and I look at mine every day for 4.5 hours a day. And I got news for you. The word handsome or cute is not the word I use.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
I didn't get to see you on TV.
Ah, good. That's refreshing.
That's good. That makes us feel better.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
You're my Santa Claus.
Oh, is that like the John Madden thing? Thank you, sir.
That's nice.
Yes, and Mike?
Yes, sir.
Mike, you're my hero.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Anything for Buzz?
No, yes, but Rob?
Yeah?
You're the celebrity I most resemble.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow. What about Buzz?
And Buzz?
Yeah?
You're the man.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks.
You
always nice to get a call like this after we're on television.
Yeah. Oh, Don and Mike Show.
Again. And it's funny when you say that instead of TV.
Television.
We were just on the television.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Curious, I didn't see you on TV, but did your 26 seconds totally eclipse the amount of time you were on the King of Queens?
No, I believe the time on King of Queens actually was, if you want to break it down by seconds.
That was network television.
And I don't want you to think that I'm the type of person that would actually do such a thing. But I was on King of Queens, besides the time that I spoke, for 2 minutes and 28 seconds.
There you are.
Mm. But really, can you compare your acting with an interview segment?
No, you can't.
Excuse me. I think what we were doing, it didn't get on the air, of course, but what we were doing was improvisational theater.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We're the Groundlings. Where's SCTV now?
Yeah. Amen.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. I'm still need permission to listen to your show. Now you guys are famous personalities on television,
yes.
And I still don't have permission to listen.
Very famous. Telegrams pouring in now from all of the major networks.
About the television.
Telegrams, right.
Uh-huh.
Please, come on.
You know,
it was 20 seconds on freaking Channel 7.
But it still was on television.
Yes, it was. Television. And let's find out what the big fish thought. All right. Let's see what he thinks. That's the closest we're going to get to any TV advertising, for God's sakes.
Acting General Manager Alan Linewong.
Well, he didn't watch it.
Well, he wouldn't watch it, but I think he knew they were here today, right? Is he split already?
The other guy's here.
He wouldn't leave before
Hello.
The other guy leaves.
Alan Linewong. Wouldn't think. He broadcast.
Wait, what's the other guy in? The other guy's in, what's his extension?
Oh, God.
The other guy? Hold on.
Yeah, you know, the business office is closed.
Yeah. I'll try Alan on his cell.
Very good.
Here we go.
Does he answer his cell, Alan?
He'll recognize it from caller ID.
Hello?
Al.
Yes.
It's Don and Mike.
Hello.
I'm sure we missed your call. Your congratulatory call about the free commercial that WJFK just got on Channel 7?
Did you see that fantastic performance on the television?
When you guys said they were coming today, I didn't know it was live.
Hold on, Alan. I have a call coming in. Hold on, please.
Hold on.
Hello?
Michael Hughes, Promotions Department.
Michael Hughes! Hold on. Let me tell Alan I'm on with you. Alan, I have to go. Michael Hughes, a man who was there, is on the phone.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, goodbye. Michael Hughes, who is now technically Alan's boss.
Michael, pretty impressive seeing the television coverage of the Don and Mike show today, huh?
The city is abuzz.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
See, that's funny on a couple of levels. First, right. That guy, although he may be a DB down the road,
right.
He's funny.
He is funny.
Plus, it's funny that we called Alan and put Alan on hold
right.
To go talk to the other guy.
Yeah.
Just, and we just hung up on Alan.
You know, it might not be translating on the air right now, but we are having a bunch of fun right now.
Really, I
we
mean...
We really are.
Maybe it's too inside.
Did you hear it in Alan's voice? Okay.
Yeah. The pain.
Go talk to the other guy.
Dejection.
Report to the other guy.
Edges was talking to Hughes, and he just said, that's the fastest anyone's ever gotten off with Dunham.
You know, that might be right.
Yeah. I think he's right.
You know, when you're funny, when you're funny, that's all we need.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Saw your little spot on Channel 7.
Ah, little spot, you call it. I call it the diving board. The springboard. The trampoline is what I call it.
That's right.
It's your stairway.
The launch pad.
Shoot for the stars.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, they got you kind of crammed in a corner over there, don't they?
Well, you know, I sit with my back pressed up against the wall, and I kind of recline. That's what...
Yeah, that's what it looked like. It looked like you were in like a little reclining chair, but they didn't show Buzz.
No, we didn't get Buzz on TV. No.
But I did see Rob A. and his head.
Did Rob's head make TV?
Yeah, Rob's head made TV, hovering over you, Don.
Good head. Hovers. Good head, Robbie.
You guys rock, man.
Look at that great big head. You wouldn't think that the brain inside it was no bigger than an English walnut, would you?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, my favorite part was seeing Robbie's big head. Hey, this is Metro Mark.
No nicknames.
Disqualification. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing? Let me talk to Donna Mike.
Yeah, it's
us. You've broken a rule.
Disqualify you, but I'll let you go for a second just because of all the great starstruck events of today.
Love.
Oh, there's nothing quite like a day when you're on television.
You knew. Hey, what can we do for you?
How you doing?
Oh, shut up. If you knew how ridiculously we really used to overreact when something little like that would happen.
Oh, I think I still do, perhaps just a wee bit.
When we'd be taping it and playing it back on the air, and we would actually go to commercial and go, hey, do you realize that was like a commercial for the show?
We'd save them. We'd save them all on tape.
God, what dicks we were. Really.
You were proud.
Dumb, tool dicks.
We were on CNN Live one time. That was fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Remember how excited we were about that?
I live in Duluth.
Yeah, hello?
I live in Duluth.
Well, that's good. And you're calling. That's a good thing.
I live in Duluth.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Is this part of your new contract to be on television?
No, actually, the television comes to us.
Fell into our lap.
Hey, are you guys trying to follow in that douchebag man cow on FX in the morning? You're going to be like...
Yes, that's right. Listen, guilty as charged. Mike and I, when we sat down to plot our career for the next 5 years, we said, well, there's a lot of ways we can go. But I think... This douchebaggy man cow.
He's got something.
Yeah. He's on to something.
Get Channel 7 on the line.
Hey, you guys rock. Talk to you later.
Thank you. It was actually, we flipped a coin. It was either Grease Man or Man Cow.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? I don't know. And then we're stuck on the Imus thing.
Because,
you know, how often can you turn on the TV and watch a man on a respirator eating sunflower seeds?
Pretty amazing.
I mean, we wanted to do that, too.
We play a little game. Which days will he wear his cowboy hat?
Which days will he wear his oxygen?
Absolutely.
We have not yet talked to the winner of Senior Bachelorette.
That would be the lovely Anna.
Because we've been basking in the glow
of being on television.
On television.
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 And you realize that come tomorrow, it will be nothing out of the ordinary because... La, 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 la.
She'll be on syndicated network television.
National TV tomorrow. La, 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 la. Frida will be on the John Carney show tomorrow. We'll analyze that tape. And we did need one of these calls before we go. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Here you go.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, I saw your interview on TV.
And you have faces for radio.
And you guys really should stay in radio and not on the TV.
Come on, I'm ready for the zinger. See, you can say it. No,
that's
but
it. I are just too ugly for TV.
I want you to say it, though. What's the joke? Come on.
There's no joke.
No, the standard joke. What's that standard joke? You have faces.
Oh, yeah, faces for radio.
Ah!
There it is. You made me say it. That's all I can say. Have a good one, guys. Love the show.
Hey, jealousy. Hey, jealousy. Jealousy, green-eyed monster.
Jealous?
Make that dick say anything.
Of course.
Let me talk to my man.
Pussy whipped.
Joe. Oh, hi. I need to talk to Stinky Poon.
Hi, Dad. Hold on.
Joe. I think he screamed at
me.
Hey, listen, that guy.
Yeah?
He wanted to say that thing about faces for radio, right?
Right.
Right, thought so.
Yeah, and then he just wanted to be difficult.
Thanks to Joe.
And then he wanted to say something different because he was jealous.
Duh.
Bye. All right, we'll talk to Anna. We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Judy vented those frustrations in a series of taped recordings she intended to use to write her autobiography. Many of the recordings were dictated in the middle of the night when Garland was delirious from pills.
I'm mad. I am mad enough and yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book. I'm going to talk because I can do something besides sing, you know. I don't always have to sing a song. There is something besides the man that got away or over the rainbow or the trolley song. There's a woman. There are three children. There's me. There's a lot of life going here. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over. And I couldn't. So what?
The Don and Mike Show.
Great. I'm looking at you. You wore green so you could hide. I don't blame you. You're a tramp. Oh, that was a good one. Oh, that was right. Oh, Mrs. Crane, you're a little monkey woman, you know that? You're a little monkey woman. You're lean, you're mean, and you're not too far between either, I bet, are you, huh? Would you like to wrap your spikes around my head?
Mike is a disc jockey with a band.
Hi there.
Don is not.
Thanks.
The Don and Mike Show.
We're joined again by our senior bachelorette winner, Anna. Winner, Anna.
Yeah.
And here she is now. She is the winner of the senior bachelorette contest.
All right, now. Be respectful.
We are going to be respectful. Very respectful. Very nice. Just a little joke.
That's just the continuous loop of the Phyllis Diller laugh that we have.
Okay.
Anna, in between the time that you were selected the winner of the contest, we had the Channel 7 thing. Did you have the chance to phone anybody, or did you get any cell calls from any friends?
Well, I call my friend Tammy. Yes. So I wanted to say hi to her. She's in the car by now, hopefully.
And did she hear you on the show?
No, she's still at work, and she didn't get to hear. So don't tell her anything.
Anything bad? Oh, like you?
No, please.
Our little secret.
Like, I got news for you, though. Tammy's going to find out.
Yeah.
Regardless if we...
Kind of the way it works, you know, with the number of people that listens to the show.
Regardless if we say or not.
Or that listen to the show as opposed to that listens to the show.
They're all very nice here, Tammy.
Yes.
Yeah, we are very nice. And we are being... Don't you think we're being respectful?
Oh, you are.
We are.
That's behavior.
We didn't even mention that you pulled down your pants for Buzz.
Oh, God.
Showed him your underpants.
So how does it feel to be the big winner, to be the official Don and Mike Senior Bachelorette?
I'm very honored.
Now,
thank you very much.
A lot of times we've done takeoffs on these TV things, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. We did, when Survivor first came out... We did Survivor with Tom Gavin, which, at least for my money, really worked.
Because it worked beautifully.
We put 10 people in a room with Tom, and we made them do ungodly things to him.
That's right.
All of them, like, cleaning his belly button and licking his head.
Everybody participated willingly.
And we got a winner. Now we've got Joe Ardinger set up tentatively to do Joe Ardinger Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's just going to be Joe and his girlfriend. Joe's taking actual French lessons to try to learn how to be sophisticated on his date.
Self-French lessons.
Yeah.
You know, off a little cassette.
We had a takeoff on American Idol called American Idiot.
Mm-hmm.
We had a winner, mm-hmm. and that guy's going to be coming down and performing in a concert setting for us.
That's a six-month contest that we've done.
That's one of those contests that may never actually see the end. But tentatively, we have the guy's schedule.
So at some point, we will have a concert. Anna, I wanted to mention something to you. Are you aware of the fact that just moments ago, both Don and myself were on television?
I heard, and I tried to get to a television, but they didn't have one back there.
Pretty neat, isn't it?
I would have loved to have seen it.
Mm-hmm. It was a good channel, because as you know, the higher the number, the better the channel.
Right.
Channel 7.
Yeah.
Wow. What did they put on there?
It was a tribute to Mike and I,
mm-hmm.
to the body of work that we've done.
That's right. 28 seconds of us.
Yeah. But look, I heard you interviewed.
Mm-hmm. Enough about us.
Okay.
Never.
When you shut up, Rob. When you have your choice now, of course you are the senior bachelorette. This is going to be a takeoff on the TV show that works for us. I already know it because you're so great,
yeah.
And the fact that the 10 guys that we select will all be between the ages of 21 and 25.
21 and 25, and they will all be vying for your affection.
We will start soliciting for those guys tomorrow.
Wow.
For the guys who want to enter the contest, you got to be between 21 and 25. You got to be available to go out on a date next Friday, the 14th, with Anna.
Mm-hmm.
We will pay $500 for dinner and drinks.
Right.
You got to bring a tape recorder with you, and you both got to show up at the radio station the next business day, which is, and in this case, happens to be Tuesday.
Right.
To tell us everything that happened on your date and to play the tape.
What type of guys do you go for, Anna? What are qualities you look for in a man?
I like the typical thing that everybody says, a good sense of humor.
Good sense of humor, yeah. Right.
Now we can tell you a little bit about how you're going to be selecting the guy. Once we get the 10 guys, and you're not going to be involved in that.
Good.
Mike and I and Buzz and Robbie and Lisa and Charlie,
mm-hmm.
we'll pick the 10 guys over the next couple of days.
Okay.
On the 14th, on Valentine's Day, this will be the whole show, except for Buzz's news show. You come down at 3 o'clock, you will go through a series of 10 dates. Do you like wine?
Yes.
We will have
white wine.
We will have a bottle or two or three
of your favorite
white wine.
Okay.
In one of our production rooms.
Okay.
You will have 5 minutes to go on a mini date with each of the 10 guys.
We should set up a little table for two in there.
We shall, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what we were thinking. A little table, a little doily on top,
maybe a little linen tablecloth.
Flowers sticking out of a beer bottle or something.
Perhaps mm-hmm. candlelight.
And microphones. Now, you will be in a room where you can't see us and we can't see you, but we can hear everything.
Okay.
Hold on. You can only have... we got that whole booze thing happening.
Oh.
Even with someone who's 62.
Mm. Non-alcoholic wine.
Yeah. So, I mean, let me just say, bring a flask. You're okay. But technically, we can't provide you with any alcohol.
Right.
Okay.
And, if, you know, during the commercial break... You want to go down to your car. You want to,
or mine.
So, or Buzz's.
Yeah.
Yes, right. If you're into weed,
mm-hmm.
you want to get high. If you want to get high, you can go to Buzz's car during the commercials.
Right.
So, you go on the date, these 10 dates, 5 minutes each, with all of us listening.
Right.
And then we'll call you in with the 10 guys, and you will select out of those 10, three. The three you like the best. And then I'm going to keep this secret until the day of the show. There is another task, which is not humiliating, does not involve nudity.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have something specific in mind that each of the three finalists will have to do.
Right.
They'll be given one commercial set to get themselves together,
right,
and ready to present themselves to you.
Very good.
And then you whittled it from 10 to 3. You select the one guy. And as the show ends, the limo's outside, and you're off.
All right.
Okay. So really, it's going to be a day that's it's going to be you, you, and more you.
Isn't that sad?
It's all about you.
Now, what we would like to do is, and I'm thinking on the fly here, get our guy Jason Tony, who has a digital camera, to get a picture of you.
Okay.
And we can put that up on 1067wjfk.com.
Right.
Just so the guys out there can see. No, no, I mean this as a compliment.
This is good.
So they can see that you're not some old bag. That
she's not.
The senior bachelorette.
We have a very fetching senior bachelorette, and we want the participants to see that.
Yeah, she's 62, but she doesn't look 62.
Right.
Okay.
And then we're going to, you know, ask the right questions of the 10 finalists when we pick our 10 for you to choose from. We're going to make sure that you've got an assortment, you know, a variety pack of guys that you like.
But I must ask, how do you feel about hot interracial romance?
Good question.
She blushes.
I don't have a problem with that.
There you go. Right. Oh, that's, that widens the field, Don.
Do you love the yellow man?
I love all men.
All men.
Yeah.
Well, then I think we should think of it in terms of a wide variety, a multi-ethnic mix.
We shall. Is it important
to you? Do you like a heavy accent?
No, are you making fun of mine?
No, I'm wondering if you would like a heavy accent on a man. Would that disturb you?
That wouldn't excite me at all.
That wouldn't excite you at all? You don't want a heavy accent?
Okay. No, it doesn't matter.
Matter, okay.
But I probably
not.
I know we don't have headphones, but you got to turn those up so Anna can hear this. Okay. For instance.
I have headphones.
Okay, throw those on, please, for a second, Anna.
Can you hear through those?
Would this man interest you? Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
It's the monster.
I don't want Tom Gavin.
Tom, would you like to say hi to Anna?
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Great. Isn't this a great program?
Yep.
I've listened to you many, many years on here.
Yes.
Yes, you always do good, too.
Hey, Charlie?
Charlie's not here, Tom.
Oh, Charlie's not there?
You need to speak to Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
What are you going to do for Valentine's Day, Tom?
Take you out in the limo.
I don't know.
Are you a contestant?
That's right.
Yep.
You're going to call in?
Yep.
Okay. Don and Mike are going to pick them, so.
We got that.
Well,
hey, I know what you're going to do on Valentine's Day, you little tard.
Hey, Tom.
What?
You sit around and pull your pun.
Hey, Satan's here, Tom.
Oh, Jesus.
You don't like...
Get out of here, Satan.
How you doing, you tard?
You shoo. Shut up, you jerk.
F you, tard.
Same to you, F you.
Tom, you know, you're not being strong enough with Satan.
Hey, you stupid Satan.
I think you're going to have
to
say
get the hell out of hell.
You are retarded.
Shut up, jackass.
Oh, easy.
You are severely mentally retarded.
Shut up, jackass.
God laughs at you.
Shut up, jackass.
You're like a bug that God has squashed with his foot.
I'm going to swat you in with the...
You're a booger.
Guan.
You're a booger that God has put out his nose and flicked out the window.
Look outside, Satan. You're going to be squishing with
Tom,
that hand.
Tom, you're being too nice.
Oh.
You have to be rude.
Shut up, your ass.
No, Tom.
Yeah, that's what we wanted.
And now look at him.
We're having all kinds of profanity. We had to leave that one out.
Satan, say hi to Anna. This is Anna's our senior bachelor.
I've already sized her up. How do you think she won this whole contest?
Anna, you didn't enter into a deal with Satan to get to win this contest, did you?
No, but I would.
Oh, wow.
I see who Satan is.
Do you like my hoofs and my tail?
Yeah.
And let me just say to you, Mike.
Yeah, Don, yeah. Satan, sorry.
The whole thing with the TV lady?
Yes, exactly.
I can make it happen.
Well, thank you. I'll be talking to you about that later.
I can make it happen, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I know the way you like it.
Right.
To quote NSYNC.
Mm-hmm.
No strings attached.
Hey, wait. Thank you, Satan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
As in Sink says.
There he goes.
See ya, Anna.
Bye.
Hey, hope you like it. Hope you guys like being on Channel 7.
Yeah, fantastic. Going to be on Channel 7?
Channel 7, please. I do my best work at Channel 9.
Channel 9.
I think everybody knows that.
Yeah, well, how do you think Mike Buchanan stays on
there? Big shout out to Topper Shut. He's the only midget I know who is a weather guy in a major market. How you doing, Topper?
You got his soul.
You bet I do.
All right, Satan.
Oh, well, Mike Buchanan, great guy.
Wow.
One of my favorites, Mike. The great Mike Buchanan.
Did you like that sexpert that was on the show the other day?
Natasha Terry. Dr. Natasha Terry, yeah.
I don't know what it is, Satan. I just love hearing you say her name.
Dr. Natasha Terry. Sweet.
Yes, sir.
Sweet. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, man.
All right. Goodbye, you ass wipes.
Take care, Satan.
Bye.
There he goes. Satan, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, man.
Stop by for a little brief visit.
We got to go. Anna, a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you, Anna.
Continue to listen to the show over the next week, because you'll hear the guys as they're selected, and we will see you a week from Friday for Valentine's Day.
On the 14th.
Congratulations again, Anna. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you,
I hope you've had fun today.
Oh, I did.
Now go out there and get your picture taken. Everybody go to WJFK.com, or I'll find out whatever the web address is.
Bye, Anna.
1067 WJFK, whatever the dumb web address.
Something like that.
Something like that. You'll be able to see a picture of Anna.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Mike.
He made it up.
That's me.
What, Mike?
Nothing.
You're making faces.
No, I am not making faces.
Okay. Excited.
No, I'm excited.
Buzz,
yes.
What's your latest story today?
Today, Michael Eisner's Disney has a problem with poo.
Oh, great. Whoa. We love Eisner's.
Love Eisner.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
For news and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Do you want to get rocked?
The innovators of the genital sneeze. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's you. Time for Buzz. A man who the women love.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz and his new show tonight brought to you by Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Coincidence? I don't think so. Have great sex more often with Veramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The problem is poo for the corporate media giant known as Disney. No, not that poo. This week,
The bear?
Yes. The company asked the judge to toss a lawsuit over who gets the money from anything having to do with Winnie the Pooh.
Hi, this is Michael Eisner.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Pooh. Get me Smith on the line.
Smith on the walkie-talkie, over.
This is Eisner. How's everything going down at my theme parks?
I'm afraid to tell you that today... On Space Mountain, a young boy had both of his eyeballs poked out while going over one of the turns.
All right, Smith, send the eyeballs to the grandmother and give the parents some free tickets to the park.
Also, Mr. Eisner, Smith here.
Yes, Smith.
Kathy Lee Gifford keeps calling and leaving you messages of a personal nature. May I read one to you?
Yes, please.
It reads as follows.
Oh, dear.
Dear Michael, .. Must have your big hot D inside my big wet sloppy C. ..
Oh, man. All right. Send her an I love you card and send her some jackalope boots.
Very rare. Mr. Eisner.
Yes, Smith.
We had a man who choked to death on one of our popcorn pellets right out front the front gate today in Orlando. Very, very bad scene. Chance it may make the local news.
Get a chance to hide the body.
Body is hidden, sir, but need PR information. Smith, over.
Mention the fact All right, release this to the press. He was a drug addict, and bury his body between the behind the living seas.
And Michael Jackson keeps calling you, sir.
Don't take those calls. Change the number again. And Smith.
Yes, Eisner. Mr. Eisner.
Good work. Make sure you give yourself a Pluto popsicle on the way out tonight.
One last thing, sir.
Yes, Smith.
Did you see Don and Mike on Channel 7?
Awesome performance.
They're great.
They're the best.
They hate Disney, though.
I know. I hate them, too, because they've made my life a living hell. They made me sell all of my rare skins. All my rare animal skins.
Aren't they, in real life, the only disc jockeys who have ever been banned from Disney World?
That's right, and they're still banned, Smith. Don't you forget that. If you see Don and Mike, shoot them on sight and bury them behind the living seas. Good work, Smith. Top notch.
Eisner and Smith.
Disney says it wants the Pooh lawsuit thrown out because the little old lady who actually owns the rights hired a convicted felon to steal from Disney's trash and all kinds of other illegal stuff. The woman's lawyer says she was so upset after reading the motion to dismiss, she had to be hospitalized.
Oh, dear.
Quoting the lawyer, they made a personal attack on this lovely elderly lady. I hold Disney responsible. They should be ashamed. End quote.
If it was anybody else, I'd say forget it. But since it's Disney...
Yeah, knock yourselves out.
Right.
Collect.
Go for the jugular.
Yeah. They are. The woman's lawyer says Disney shortchanged his client over the years to the tune of millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Stay cool.
Shows on television have gotten sexier. That's the conclusion from a group of concerned parents known as the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Do you think?
Their study of 1,100 shows on 10 networks shows sex-related scenes are up 4% in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Among the top 20 shows in the teenager ratings, 20% of the shows implied or depicted intercourse.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
64% of all shows allude to sex.
How do you really feel about that, Buzz?
Why don't you do the rest of the story in your sexy voice, Buzz?
The parents group says the good news is TV characters are practicing safer sex. I couldn't be happier about this news. How about you?
How about you what? Say the B word.
Are you happy about this news?
Baby.
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 All right.
Baby. Baby.
I like it when Buzz says, hey, baby.
Baby.
Hey, baby.
I don't know why I like it when Buzz does that.
You're a fag.
Yeah, thank you.
More proof people are dying to be entertained. That's good news for Disney's ABC TV, which will air the Michael Jackson documentary.
We were just shills for that moments ago.
Mm-hmm. And we are again.
Dumb whores we are.
We are. It airs tomorrow night opposite the NBC lineup and CSI. Because when the documentary aired in England last night, up against an interview with Saddam Hussein, more people watched Michael. 10 times more people.
The things we do to get on television.
Well, duh.
The best headline I saw today, Wacko Jacko Boffo in Britain. 15 million Brits tuned in to see Michael talk about having sleepovers with kids.
Hi.
The money for the commercials over there, nearly $5 million on that show.
My nose is falling off.
How many quid or pound or whatever the hell would that be?
Oh, I had the pounds number earlier, and I just converted it to American.
A significant sum, Mr. Powers.
Quite a lot. 5 million Americans.
Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome.
Things are not going well for legendary record producer Phil Spector. Phil? First, he gets arrested.
Phil!
First, he gets arrested for the murder of a blonde B-movie bombshell. Now, a Beatles album he produced is being released with the star he did removed.
Hold on. I can do it here. Give me a second.
Bill produced
this. We gotta load the machine up.
sound that made Phil famous.
Yeah, call me crazy, but I think you made your point there.
It works.
So first Phil gets arrested. Now a Beatles album he produced is being released with the stuff he did removed. Did he do that?
Phil had it.
What they're taking out. Phil added the orchestration to the album Let It Be. Now we get to hear the same album without the Phil Spector influence. Quoting Ringo, it'll be de-Spectorized. He says it sounds great without Phil. Paul was always totally opposed to Phil. Ringo says George Harrison liked the idea, just before he died, of removing the Spector. So they're going to take this off? The orchestration. Anyway, the surviving Beatles say they've listened to it without the orchestration and they like it just fine. We'll be able to judge soon.
Good luck.
They'll sell a lot of them. People don't generally like Leona Helmsley. Newspapers call her the Queen of Mean. That meanness, real or imagined, is going to cost the colorful real estate widow. A jury is making her pay over $11 million to a former manager of her Park Lane Hotel in New York. They agreed, the jury did, with Charles Bell, that he was fired by Leona for being a gay. The jury agreed that Leona subjected Charlie to a hostile work environment and severe emotional distress.
Her fag bill. It's been a long time since we pulled that one out.
Leona Helmsley.
Leona's lawyers argued Charles would have been fired anyway for using drugs and lying on his resume.
How are you, Leona? You haven't done that in a long time.
It's been too long.
Come on now, just ask for your husband.
Harry. I'm not even doing it right anymore. I don't remember it.
And do you remember the worst thing about being in prison?
Prison love.
Prison love.
You're talking about 15 years ago.
Hey, we still remember it. Feel good, though.
Then, quoting Leona, they don't like me, I guess.
Buzz?
Yes.
Hold on, got a break.
All right.
I do want to mention, probably I'm going to do this tomorrow, if you listen on WJFK. If you like the Beach Boys... we have the 2 to 3 o'clock hour.
Right.
They play best of tapes.
Right.
And I've come on before and done, like, DJ shows. Tomorrow I'm going to bring in some of my Beach Boys stuff.
Cool.
And play. I've got a whole unreleased collection of Beach Boys, the demos for the songs.
Before they became the hits.
Yeah. So much like what Phil Spector would do to a record, you have to hear how bad... the demo for Good Vibrations was, and then hear the actual song Good Vibrations next to it.
Will you have any gunshots during that segment?
Well, not much. Although, which one? Dennis drowned, right?
Yeah, he dived into shallow water. Yeah.
Maybe I'll have some splash sound effects.
That'd be good.
Anyway, that's tomorrow, but that's music. It's, Beach Boy stuff.
Yeah.
So. And no prison love.
No prison love. Harry.
That's all I wanted.
Buzz, stay right there, please. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
No humps allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
And now once again, here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Could this happen here?
Yes.
Illegal aliens sneaking into and out of countries in suitcases?
Sure.
Smuggled in luggage?
Sure, I've seen Ocean's 11.
According to Reuters.
Remember that? Remember the Chinaman?
Yeah.
Little Chinaman that he, folded himself in a million different positions, and he got put into that... Little moving cart that got put into the vault of the Bellagio.
They're cagey.
Wow. This really happens.
Rob.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Hi, Don.
Little Chinese acrobat guy.
Some of these people aren't even acrobats. Illegals from India and Pakistan are getting from mainland China to Hong Kong inside suitcases.
That's because they're so cagey.
They curl up inside and get wheeled across the border during the custom agent's busiest time.
Let me translate.
All right, please.
Yes, Mike.
We are cagey.
P.S. Mike O'Mara, you smell like Susan Roberts from Channel 7. That's the translation.
Great sense of smell.
Very nice. The smugglers get $64 for each suitcase. Hong Kong's gets lots of illegals, hoping to earn a better living, send money home to the family. They also come from Vietnam, Cambodia, and China.
Mm.
That's what they're saying. I'm just translating.
Hey, conspiracy buffs, is the upcoming war with Iraq A, about terrorism, B, about the Middle East oil supply, or C, about UFOs?
C!
Alleged scientist Michael Sala says there are secret organizations in the U.S. and Europe fighting each other for the technology we've pieced together from the UFOs that have crashed on this planet.
I'll drink to that.
Mike says the crash site in Iraq was much more helpful than the one in Roswell.
Uh-huh.
Science boy says President Bush doesn't care a bit about Saddam Hussein, just the UFO technology.
Uh-huh.
He says the shuttle disaster could have been the work of a UFO mafia.
Nanu, nanu.
Trying to keep us away from the stuff.
Right.
Right.
Don and Mike, Morris Jones goes national. Mojo may have found his place in the world. He still anchors the late TV news in Baltimore and now on more than 60 other TV stations around the country. And by the way, the company that owns these stations leans to the right politically, and with that in mind, anchor Morris Jones has also started doing commentary.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Morris Jones with a platform.
My favorite turtleneck.
Got to get him back on the show.
Absolutely.
If he's back on TV, he's got to be back on this show.
They're based in Baltimore, right?
Yes.
He's based in Baltimore, and he does the network thing out of there.
Right. He'll do a national newscast there. They'll do a local cut-in, I guess, at each of the stations.
And it airs at 11 o'clock.
11 p.m., right?
I know it's on Channel 45
right.
in Baltimore.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mojo. Back.
In his commentary this week, Monday night, in fact, he suggested that part of Dan Rather's salary should be donated to pay for safer space shuttle missions.
That's the kind of cutting-edge commentary coming out of Mojo's brain.
Aquanet! Why, it's still a great buy. I'm Morris Jones.
That's my commentary. I'm Morris Jones.
Duh!
It's been a good year for Fox. Joe Millionaire, for instance, hit a new personal best in the ratings this week. Nearly 21 million people watched it.
That's right.
But that may have led more people into watching CSI Miami instead of the news that follows Joe on that channel. And that allowed CBS not only to win the night, but with the biggest February sweeps numbers the network has seen in 7 years.
Go team! Go team!
No less.
CBS.
CBS also had Everybody Loves Raymond in the lineup.
Raymond!
On Mondays now, ABC flounders without football in fourth place. The NBC lineup comes in third. The Price is Right, as you may have heard on the ads, is returning to prime time.
We will have a very special treat tomorrow. We didn't have time for this bit today. I don't like to billboard a lot of stuff in advance, but
right.
Tomorrow, Bob Barker will be calling the sax lines
all right.
looking for feedback.
Oh, that's great.
From the big primetime special.
How did you like the spectacular?
Tonight, and then tomorrow, Bob will call the hot feet line.
Wonderful!
Because he's into feet, too.
I like feet. On the Price is Right.
And Bob is hot. Last year, CBS aired 7 primetime versions of the longest-running game show in television history. And they were among the network's highest-rated specials. So CBS is airing 3 more primetime versions on Wednesdays this month.
Why couldn't Diane Parkinson date Phil Spector?
Why?
I just wish she could have.
And for the first time in the show's history, the contestants can win $1 million on the big wheel. The Plinko prize goes to $100,000.
You know who the target audience of that is? Anna. Our senior bachelorette.
What do we have for Anna?
And don't forget, the words of wisdom at the beginning of every Don and Mike show are spoken by TV icon Bob Barker.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
That's him.
God bless him.
79-year-old Bob Barker's already beaten Johnny Carson's record for continuous performances on the same network show.
He's a pussy.
He and announcer Rod Roddy have survived a number of recent surgeries as well.
Wonderful.
In sports, an appeals court's agreed to consider whether to drop the manslaughter charges against former NBA star Jason Williams. Williams' lawyers say the jury never should have heard that Williams exercised his right to remain silent after a limo driver was shot to death at his mansion last Valentine's Day.
It would be a technical foul. It would be a technicality.
And police in Minnesota are investigating several Vikings players and some of the NFL team's personnel. A woman told police she was sexually assaulted by these men at a fundraiser they all attended. And former Eagles coach Ray Rhodes has been hired as the defensive coordinator of the Seahawks less than a month after resigning the same job with the Broncos.
You know what's sad is I'm trying to think of any player of note besides Randy Moss with the Minnesota Vikings And, I mean, it just doesn't work if I said, hey, how that Michael Bennett?
Just, no.
You know, it just doesn't work.
No familiarity.
Joe Capp.
Well, Mike, come on, 1969.
I just always like that name, Joe Capp.
Finally, sex news from around the globe. In India, a court has ruled that eunuchs are male and cannot run for public offices held by women.
Why not?
Even though they refer to each other as female. Eunuchs dance at weddings, bless newborn babies, and do other ceremonies. They're either born without male genitalia or they were castrated as babies.
Todd Hillier for mayor.
In Kentucky.
Todd Hillier for president.
In Kentucky, a man...
Todd, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can.
No one can.
Wonderful.
In Kentucky, a man allegedly exposed himself to a woman in a store. She happened to be an off-duty cop. She tackled the dude. The two of them went crashing through a glass display case. And North Korean leaders say that among their biggest concerns about Western culture seeping into their society...
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Hi, Don.
They're concerned about miniskirts, pornography, and Bibles. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Watch out.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Well, they're right about two out of three.
No! We gotta go. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody, with a new episode here on WJFK. Stay tuned for Ron and...
Fez.
Todd. Ron and... What's his name?
Todd.
Ron and Todd. And... oops, yeah, secret's out of the bag. And guess what? My real name ain't Don. And Matt and Huggy...
Right.
I'm guessing. Those are... Fake names.
No. Huggy's real.
Impossible. That's next on WYSP in Philly and in Sacramento. Ha! It's douche time.
Tool.
The other stations, you do as you will. That's it. We got to go. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, don't forget my wife will be on TV tomorrow morning on the Carney Show. Va 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 va
va va
va va va va va Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.